Friday, August 29th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, Ben Garrison is the greatest living cartoonist, and he's done thousands of incredible political cartoons, cultural cartoons, but this one is just get on and nails it. If you're a radio listener, can't see it. It's the trans psychotic Satan death cult shooter looking in the mirror saying, "I'll never be a girl." But over his shoulder is Satan, or a big red demon, with an AK-47 in his hand. But you can be a mass murderer. Now, remember, a few months ago, they busted this international satanic cult trying to go out and program trans people to do this. And the leftist media tried to act like, oh, it's just a PR stunt by the FBI. It doesn't really exist. There's nothing happening. You go to a leftist demonstration in any blue city, or you go to a abortion clinic protest, and you'll see so many devil worshipers, and most of them are trans, it'll make your head spin. And I've been talking about it for decades. At least 15 years has been getting bad. So, no, it's real, because I can go out and look at it. I've seen it. I know you've seen it, too. So, finally, people are getting it. Plus, we had members of Congress, Governor Newsom, they always do it. When we say pray for those and their families that were shot and hurt. Oh, yeah, prayer's not going to help. There's no God going to help you. Why don't we take the guns? Well, I'll tell you what isn't going to work. Hopping people up on a bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitors and a bunch of gender-bending chemicals that on record make people go psychotic, and then brainwashing them in a Trantifa terrorist culture where you got governors and lieutenant governors and attorney generals of states literally holding up guns and knives and saying, "Trans Day of Rage, we kill people that don't accept us, and that means give us access to your children. Give us access to your children. I need access to your children." I've probably seen 20 videos in legislatures. One just this year in the Texas legislature. It's this big dude. He's got a big wig on. He's like, "I need access to your children. You cannot pass these regulations. We must have access to small children.
We're here to groom your children."
And you see the articles even in local Fox News in Denver. Oh, the parents weren't told in kindergarten on the career day in fifth grade that they had a local trans topless dancer from the local topless club come and tell the kids in the library how they could work, if they were a boy, could become a woman and one day strip for men and slide up and down stripper poles. You cannot make it up. They want control of our children. So here's what's happened. Yesterday we did somewhat of a dive on the psychotic Satan killer's dad being a senior executive and engineer at the main CIA, NSA, geospatial surveillance grid company, the oldest. And it went viral. People were like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." But also on the report mentioned a bunch of other mass shooters, dads and moms being involved in all this. And they're almost always behavioral psychologists on top of it. Crooks. Pennsylvania last year, July 13th. On and on and on. So I went ahead and myself and Thomas spent about 30 minutes this morning just grabbing just some of it. Because I'm like going, "Yeah, the Unabomber was CIA, and yeah, this guy was CIA, and Lanza was reportedly working with the CIA, and they had been a U.S. government agent, visited him often," and people go, "Oh yeah, I want to see the proof of that." So we went and pulled it all up. But I'm not going to do that deep dive until the second hour, because there is, oh, so much massive news. Trump is hitting on all cylinders on a whole bunch of fronts. We're going to cover it all. We come back. Please circle live feeds wherever you're watching or listening, like Real Alex Jones on X. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Not just America, but the world is awakening to the fact that we are in a spiritual battle. Good versus evil. And that only the power of the Holy Spirit can override what we are now facing and what is coming with the beast system. Friday Live, America awakens to spiritual war after Democrats publicly attack people, praying for victims of Catholic school trans shooting. DemGov of Maryland asked Trump to send troops, plus more criminal referrals filed against Fed Governor Cook, the crook, as mortgage scandal grows. And when they're like, well, big deal, so it's a felony. Don't prosecute us with this. It's political. Well, they charge tens of thousands of people with mortgage fraud every year because it is a serious issue. And they charge Trump with a bunch of made-up mortgage fraud where there was no fraud, where he didn't lie, and he always paid the loans. You know, the telltale thing about the mortgage fraud is the people aren't going to pay the loan. You said Mar-a-Lago's worth 200 and something million. We say it's worth 18 million. What? Worth a billion. But it doesn't matter. Because facts don't matter to these people. So next hour, I'm going to do the deep dive on the roots of the different satanic cults that the globalist CIA, MI6, Tavistock Institute have rolled out and how these cults intersect together. And how almost every famous mass shooter since Harrison Kleibold at Columbine is heavily connected to Air Force psychiatrist, his dad, and mom's a behavioral psychologist, and dad works at the CIA, or the kid gets recruited by a U.S. agency after they hack computers, CIA reportedly. And then magically, well, you get what you see. And now you've got this latest trans terror shooter, devil shooter. It's a mouthful, satanic trans terror shooter. That's what it is. And the media going, we don't know why this is happening. It's totally confusing. We don't have a motive. We don't have a motive. We don't know why he did it. Because he was attacking Christians. Because he wanted to kill Christian children. He said it in his manifesto. But there was the police chief and the U.S. attorney in Minnesota, in Minneapolis yesterday. I shot a report on it. We'll play clips of it later. Just over and over again. We will probably never know, so stop asking. We don't know why it happened. But we do know that he didn't like black people and Jews. So you have Catholics shot up, white mainly. Killed, 15, 16, whatever it is, more wounded. And you can't even say the person wanted to kill conservative Catholics or Christians. I mean, can you imagine if this was a black church and it was a white guy? But he was a white supremacist and loved Trump, and it was blah, 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 no matter who really did it. But they just can't ever say white people or Christians are being targeted, because that's the big politically correct no-no. So I'm going to get to that next hour. I'm going to table all of this because I'm going to recap what hit yesterday that went so viral. And then all the new stuff, and believe me, there is a lot, just staggering. And again, a lot of this is history, but when people see this, they get absolutely blown away. But before I hit all this other really important news, just so we kind of set the table today about this really being good versus evil, which I know this audience has known for a long time, probably longer than me in many cases, but just because we know about something doesn't mean that there aren't newbies that are finally having the scales lifted from their eyes. So this Ben Garrison cartoon, political cartoon, that's on InfoWars.com, is an absolute must share. I'm going to post it on Real Hawk Jones on X right now above the live show feed, and I want this to go mega, mega viral because it really illustrates it perfectly. You've got the shooter, the trans satanic terrorist shooter, standing in front of a full-length mirror saying, "I'll never be a girl," angry. And there's Satan with his hand on his shoulder, on his left arms, holding up an AK-47, saying, "But you can be a mass murderer." So here's a recent little speech I gave on the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on here on Access TV, the local radio that's syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming. And when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature and I'm a sinner and I have my struggles. But I love God and I love justice and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I snuck a Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to ever get footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear, only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. don't pray for Minneapolis victims. Democrats say, even London Telegraph is discussed and has a big long list. I mean, look at the idiot mayor that allows them to blast call to prayer at midnight across the city. He repealed a law that wouldn't let him do that. And he, of course, praises all the rioters and looters. And that wasn't enough. Now they're getting ready to replace him with a Somali who literally says he isn't an American and everything he does is to send money back to Somalia. I mean, these are sick, sick people. Governor Newsom came in. Same thing. These people are evil. And they're acting like prayer doesn't do anything. All the studies and statistics show that people that get prayed for get better when they're sick, that they're more optimistic. And also in every major study, you can look it up, people that are Christian and are devout and do pray are many times more likely to actually give to charity and very much less likely to steal or to lie. But in every statistic around the world, the left are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, depending on the area and demographic and issue, to lie, steal, cheat, but to virtue signal all day to you about how good they are. You could ask any waiter or waitress, would you rather have conservative, say, Christian church group come into your restaurant, or would you rather have a bunch of trendies? And they'll tell you, oh, we like the Christians. It could be a group of black Christians coming in from church, white Christians, doesn't matter. Ooh, we like you. You come on in here. And that just is common sense, ladies and gentlemen. Would you rather have Jesus Christ come into your restaurant or the devil? And I'm not saying as Christians we're completely Christ-like, but compared to the people on the devil's side, we are. All right, that's coming up next hour. Let me tell you what we got in the meantime. What Trump is doing with the National Guard and ICE and drafting in other federal agents and even state and locals to just have a high presence on the streets in the worst crime spots in the country is having super dramatic, fast-acting results. So I'm just going to get to that first before everything else. So Newsom, after criticizing it, saying it's tyranny, saying they're going to block it, is now deploying rapid reaction forces and state police to the crime-ridden areas. And he's done this before when Xi Jinping was coming a few years ago. They suddenly totally cleaned up the needles, the homeless, the dead people on the side of the road. And he made the joke. He said, yeah, we could have always done this, but we did it for Xi Jinping. Ha, 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 ha. Remember that? He loves to gloat. Yeah, I'm going to be taking everybody's private property. It's going to be really great after this fire. He's all wiggling back and forth, all excited. He just can't help it. And we've got Soros DAs and people saying, we're going to stand, we're going to fight, we're going to resist. We've got all these mayors in Denver and Chicago and everywhere saying, we are going to rise up. These are quotes. We played the clips. Governor Pritzker, he's a Republican, similar statements. But when they do the polls of the locals, the vast majority like it and say it's completely different in D.C. now. What has it been, 2 weeks now? Not one murder? Crimes down, violent crime, 90-plus percent? Carjackings aren't happening? And there's only knots of troops and police here and there patrolling around. And quite frankly, in a normal world, it is a waste of their time, except under the Soros DAs and the police being told to stand down and having their numbers cut and funding and knowing if they do get in a gunfight with a thug or defend somebody, there's a good chance that not only will that person be out of jail, but they're going to get sued and maybe even fired by the DA. I mean, they've indicted a bunch of cops in Austin that did very clear-cut with body cam good shoots, and they indict their ass. So how do you do your job when you know that your so-called superiors are gunning for you? They know what they're doing. Remember 2020, they cut the police in half in Minneapolis, and then the city council passed, I think it was, what, a $15 million package for themselves? Yeah, it was $15 million, 17, we can look it up. Just look up, Minneapolis city council hires their own security after defunding police. And then they had the mayor and people going, Well, I mean, I got to be protected. I need security. Oh, so you take the police away and you try to disarm the people. But then, well, you're like, well, of course I've got to have bodyguards 24 hours a day. I mean, who do you think I am? I'm going to not let you protect yourself, but I'm going to protect myself. Yeah, Newsom, how about you get rid of your protective detail? I mean, I can't afford private security. I used to. I had to have some of it. I get a little bit around here, but I'll just leave it at that. But I got mine on my hip, and it's called a handgun. So you want to take that away from me? Yeah, the city of Minneapolis is spending $4,500 a day on private security for its city council after members received threats and votes to eliminate police. Yeah, that's another one. They ended up defunding them half, and then they spent like, I think it was $17 million, if memory serves, that for that year, for 24-hour a day, two security people per city council person. Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard slammed Minneapolis mayor for failed press secretary Jen Psaki for trashing Christianity. Well, that was another case. Okay, so here's the good news, though. Just in, the Democrat governor of Maryland invites President Trump to send in federal support to clean up Baltimore and Maryland. That's Governor Westmore. Trump won. I would absolutely welcome federal support. Get on the phone, 47. He wants Maryland to have what D.C. got. So just a week ago, he was running his mouth on Trump, saying, don't run down Maryland. You come here and walk the streets with me and help. And then Trump said, well, okay. And then he saw the crime rate drop over 90% in D.C. in just 2 weeks. And he said, okay, we'll take the help. And you know why? I've got the local news, the polls. Over 80% of people in Baltimore that are polled want National Guard and feds on the streets. Now, it's only a Band-Aid. But you have to understand, defunding the police, greenlighting criminals, Soros DAs releasing millions of criminals, they believe they have a green light. So you've got to remove the Soros DAs that are in control of almost every major city and county. Yeah, the county attorneys, the DAs, all of it, as you know. Now, Mayor Bowser says Trump's surge of federal law enforcement has lowered crime in D.C. Wow, so she's doing an about-face. So it's a Band-Aid, but it's the best thing we've got right now. And Trump understands that it's all about imagery. And that's why police will tell you that when they have to have their funding cut, they do this in Austin. They would go, okay, we only got half our patrol cars able to roll out. Well, we'll just take the older junky ones and we'll just talk to businesses and things and let them get permission to park them in the front of their business or in the medium. And they just park police cars. Because mindless thugs aren't very sophisticated, at least at first. They figure it out later and go, oh, there aren't cops in those cars. It's kind of like putting a scarecrow out in your cornfield so that the crows think it's a person so they don't land and eat the corn. Or if you don't want, let's say, vultures living on top of your house, because you're not allowed to shoot buzzards and vultures under federal law. But I used to live out in the country outside Austin, and we had rainwater collection off the roof, and the buzzards would sit on the house and crap on the roof. And we went through filters in the house, but I didn't want to drink buzzard feces. And so I knew what to do. I went down to the hardware store, and I bought a big, fake, great horned owl. That's why they sell them. And I stuck him up there. And even though they're smart and probably figure it out at the end of the day, over that, okay, that's not really an owl, they still never landed there again because archetypally in their instincts, they know, oh, those kill and eat us. Great horned owl, 4 feet tall. Got like a 7-foot wingspan. It's an incredibly majestic bird. Have you ever seen one up close in person? Scare the hell out of you, too. One time, the lights off, walked out on a moonlit night, got to my truck at my uncle's house in Lano, when he was still alive, between Lano and Fredericksburg, and right there, about 8 feet off the ground on a branch, I turn, and it gets about 8 feet up, about 4 feet from me, and these big old gigantic yellow eyes in the dark look like a person. And the moonlight, I went, ugh. I mean, it was lumen. I mean, it's like a real moon. And I went, oh, it's an owl. And it went like, with its eyes. And it went, flew off. I was just like, boom, 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 boom. I'm telling you, folks, people out there live in the country, if you've ever run into a great horned owl up close in the dark, it's like, hoo-hoo. Another time I was hiking on a golf course, it was getting dark. And I was hiking under by a cliff, and there was a live oak tree that was kind of down over the edge of the cliff, so the top of the tree was kind of right there up at the edge. And I'm just sitting there hiking along, it's starting to get dark. And I look over, and like the archetypal image in my mind was like, is that Batman? Is that the devil? What is it? And it was like, this is about 5 years ago. Like, whew, another great horned owl, that was about 15 feet away, but he was sitting right on top of the tree with his feet down in the leaves, obviously getting ready to go hunting. He just woke up. It was getting dark. Do they hunt in the dark? And I was just like, whew. But there's still that initial boom. But again, when you see one in a photo, you don't get the real size of a great horned owl until you're up close to one. Scary. All right. Oh, yeah, they'll eat your chihuahua, too, your cat. Believe it. I mean, they've been known to grab up to 20-pound dogs and fly off with them and eat them. Sorry, I'm going into a... I'm not an ornithologist, but it is interesting. All right, let me stop here. I said I was getting into this, and I went off into a great horned owl rant. Excuse me. Well, we've got time to get this first clip. There's a bunch of these. But the good news is... it's disintegrating. Their lives are falling apart. And then we have Raskin saying, well, it's normal to have all this crime. It's a part of our culture. We don't want Trump to get rid of it. So first they deny there's crime. Then they try to cover it up. And now, well, crime's part of our culture. How dare Trump discriminate against crime? So here is the governor of Maryland doing a 180 and saying, bring in the troops, Trump, because his constituents are demanding it. Here it is.
Governor, I appreciate the investment, but it would just seem to me if despite that investment, Baltimore still ranks third in the nation in violent crime rate per capita in the nation, that you would welcome in the President of the United States' help if crime in Maryland. And as to the point of partisan politics, it's simply the truth. The truth isn't partisan, and the truth is most of the major cities in the United States are run by Democrat governors, and they're also the highest rate crime cities in the country. I'm on limited time, and I want to give you a chance to address something,
though,
Governor.
I would absolutely welcome federal support.
Apparently... there we go. You would welcome federal support. That's wonderful to hear.
I would absolutely welcome federal support.
I'm sure the president
would be
happy to hear that.
But I also know what federal support is going to be necessary and required. It's the reason that I've said we would love to have additional support for license plate readers, things that we know can actually stop crimes as they are happening and making sure that people are brought to justice, and not having $30 million cut from public safety budgeting that is coming from the federal government, that I would love to be able to make sure that the federal government can do things like ban ghost guns and making sure we're eliminating these extended clips for Glocks, which essentially are turning Glocks into automatic weapons. I would love to make sure we're investing in local law enforcement, because we are watching cuts that are happening to local law enforcement and also gun safety funding.
Governor, we can't let all of that stand in the way of the immediate solution being offered by the federal government. Well, you can't let all of that stand in the way and be an excuse for rejecting the solution being offered at the doorstep, which is the help of the federal government when it comes to National Guard.
Well, there you go. And we got more 180 straight ahead. But good old Jamie, communist, anti-America Raskin, he says, hell, we need crime. It's a good thing. We'll be right back. Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So you always got to look at cause and effect. And the Democrats, the Soros crew, they're the same thing in Europe, they're the same thing here, same thing in Canada, is a destabilization plan. So they put in their legal systems, they let violent criminals get out, they allow drug producers, very deadly illegal drugs, to produce it. They set up NGOs to cater to the homeless and let them get addicted, and then basically use it to farm them and suck out most of the welfare money they get. And then obviously a lot of them die, and they just, you know, remove their bodies off and you process that into the medical system. So this is a very cold-blooded plan, Cloward and Piven, to collapse Western civilization, to create a post-industrial world. And so, no, Trump is not preparing to be a dictator. Trump is not preparing to have martial law and suspend due process. It's the law-abiding citizens that have had our rights suspended. It's been our right to self-defense, our right to free speech, our right to raise our children as we see fit that is under assault by the Democrats and the globalists and all these NGOs and the left. So to have the governor of Maryland, who's a big Democrat, come out and say, okay, it's true. Trump, send National Guard, please. From a week ago, attacking Trump for it is because the constituency is for it. And you'll see it on X. You'll see it on our show at InfoWars. You'll see it on Newsmax. But nowhere do you see thousands of black folks and others marching in D.C. saying, we want more police. We want troops. Oh, it's so safe now. This is wonderful. This can be replicated. White House touts 30, let's put that back on screen, 30% drop in D.C. crime as mayor admits federal surge is helping. Now, that's the mayor's spin, 30%. They're reporting a 100% drop in murder and a 90-plus percent in armed robberies and carjackings. There has been a few armed robberies. Those are in the same category. So, again, even when you see a mainstream media headline that, oh, they're being fair, 30% drop. No. I don't know how you quantify a 100% drop in murder and a 90% drop in armed burglaries, armed robberies. Let's just say it's way down, like flipping a light switch. So then we've got Gavin Newsom is now surging law enforcement to address crime statewide in California, facing pressure from President Trump, who could deploy to blue cities in the region. This comes just days after New York Governor Hochul pleaded with judges to stop releasing criminals onto the streets or the feds might come in. Trump is literally forcing Democrat officials into worrying about crime. You can't make this up. Yeah, it's a good thing. I want to play that clip of Newsom in a moment, but first, Dem Rep Raskin says Trump shouldn't crack down on crime because it has always been part of our history. Oh, that sounds like the new Black Panther Party leader in Houston saying, don't go out and mug black people. Go out and mug and rob white people. They deserve it. How about you don't mug anybody? So it's a social struggle. You see, that's why they've greenlit all this crime. That's what this is all about. I mean, when Soros brings in with the UN, millions and millions of military-age men, 90-plus percent are military-age men coming in, and then they're totally protected and allowed to rape, rob, and kill, that is equivalent of, again, sneaking into your neighbor's house and putting a bunch of black widow spiders and water moccasins and rattlesnakes in their bed. You're not actually going to bite your neighbor, but you're putting things into the bed that when they climb into the bed, it's going to kill them. It is deliberate, 100% assault by this scum. Oh, the Democrats are so dumb. If they take the people's guns and cut the police in half and prosecute police that do their job and release violent offenders, crime explodes. Man, Soros and the NGOs spent billions and billions and billions putting their people in as attorney generals and county commissioners and judges and DAs everywhere just by accident to destabilize the country. They did all this with precision and took over our states and cities just because they're so incompetent. No, it is absolutely 100% totally premeditated. And that's why Trump calls for Democrat mega donor George Soros to be charged for supporting violent protests. Yes, he's supporting it. He's funding it. We have their own memos, their own documents with Alexander Soros, how they planned the violence. It's racketeering. It's organized crime. It's intimidation. It's mafia tactics. Yes, it's on purpose. Thank you, Trump. Good. Boy, it's dumb. Biden cut off the Keystone Pipeline right when it was ready and $15 billion to build. It would have lowered gas prices up to 50 cents a gallon and been a huge exporter for us. Man, Biden's dumb cutting off the Keystone Pipeline. No, Biden himself is dumb, but the controllers do it as part of economic espionage because then Soros can increase the price of the oil he was shipping by train out of Canada to China where it's refined instead of refining it in Houston and in Shreveport and in Baton Rouge there in Louisiana. I mean, they admitted why they did it. It's economic warfare. So here's Jamie Raskin.
He's trying to militarize our society, intimidate his political opponents. The whole idea of picking cities based on their partisan leadership is absurd. I mean, there are lots of Republican cities and towns struggling with crime. Everybody is across the country. Always. Crime has always been part of our history. And yet crime is down. In D.C., for example, it's at a 30-year low. It's down in Baltimore. It's down in Chicago. But the point is that in our system of federalism, the different
effort that will now take shape on border division down in San Diego. We're going to advance this effort down in L.A. To other parts of the Central Valley, not just limited to Bakersfield, in partnership with Mayor Goh there in San Bernardino. And we're going to expand this operation in a collaborative that continues to include the cities and counties, our partners in the sheriff's office and local law enforcement agencies. We continue as well to work with the federal partners. I'll remind you, in San Francisco, working with the Biden administration, that...
Now, I'm sure you caught the lies in there, but in the clip with Raskin, he's like, we have historic lows, 30-year lows in crime in the blue cities. Well, that's all the cities are blue, except like one or two. Because the FBI stopped reporting crime statistics out of cities 4.5 years ago on record. So if you don't report any crime in the database, and then you only count crime that's outside the cities, then they say you have a historic low, which again has been a proven lie. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, Democrats are furious after Vice President J.D. Vance had his motorcade moved one street over, causing protesters to rush the other road and forcing them to get more exercise than they have had in years. Now, let's play this with audio. Look how angry they are. They are so mad. And, of course, Democrats now know that we all know they're anti-American, so they now have this new thing where they put memos out saying, make sure you have a few American flags. You ever notice these protests, no matter, even if you're in a mainly black area, which is mainly white, Wisconsin? Oh, got a Ukraine flag there. That they're like all white and they're mainly old women. So these are people brainwashed by the system that literally think Trump is working against their best interest. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, I want to talk about the private Federal Reserve. And even before Trump got back in, I said this is going to end up being one of the major defining things that Trump faces. And we play you the clips of Ben Bernanke, Alan Greenspan, and Jerome Powell all saying over the decades, the Federal Reserve is above the law. We're our own branch of government. No one can investigate us. No one can audit us. We're independent. So when you hear this word independent, that means above the law. And we'll play some of those clips in case you haven't seen them, but you can go to YouTube anywhere and just type in, Alan Greenspan says the Federal Reserve is above the law. Ben Bernanke says the Federal Reserve is above the law. And they tell Congress this. And you know what? They are. They were given by the 1913 Charter total independence, and it's not government. The only way to get them is to repeal the Federal Reserve Act if you're going after the fact that they are completely above the law on monetary policy, but they're not on fraud, stealing a bunch from a $3.1 billion renovation and then lying to Congress. Perjury. They're not for income tax evasion. They're not for mortgage fraud. They're not for insider trading. And so Trump has the DOJ and all these criminal referrals from Pulte, and they have every intention of indicting their asses. And now the leftist media is freaking out. My God, no president's ever made a move on the Federal Reserve like this. No, Kennedy issued, what, $5 billion in U.S. government $5 bills with Lincoln on them that says, you just type in, Kennedy issued $5 U.S. notes. They got a red seal on them. They're collector's item. I've got a couple at home. And Kennedy ordered, I think it was like $100 billion printed, but they only got like $5 billion printed. He ordered it a month before they blew his head off in Dallas. And so that's one of the big reasons they killed him. But nobody since Kennedy has made a move on the Federal Reserve like this. Good job, crew. They got it up there quickly. Notice that says United States note, legal tender. Might be on the other side. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. 1963 series, United States note. Oh, yeah, United States note's right at the top. See, does it say Federal Reserve note? Pull your money out and look at it. He'd ordered all the troops out of Vietnam. The first 80,000 were already loading on ships. He was doing everything, folks. And they said, bye-bye. And he was ordering inspections of Israel's secret nuclear site and ordered them to turn over their nukes that they illegally built. People say, did they kill him for this? They killed him for that. They all got together, all the special interests. I talked to folks that were in the meetings the week before in Dallas. And they said, we're going to kill that sumbitch. We want to know who gave the order. It was Lyndon Baines Johnson. But of course, at that level of all these mafias, they got them all together. And that's how it works. It's not just in Batman movies where you've got all the major criminal groups, you know, together. Or that's how government and syndicates work, is you got to get them all at the table or they'll burn you and release the info. They got to be part of the conspiracy, so they're guilty too. And then they get a piece of what's coming because they were part of it. That's how syndicates work. That's why they're called syndicates or cartels, for those who don't know. Because everybody wants to debate, ooh, why'd they kill Kennedy? Well, it was this, it was that. Oh, he pissed the mafia off. Yeah, they did screw them because they helped him steal the election in Chicago. But his dad had a stroke after that, so he was no longer running things. He never let his boys in on the fact that Joe Kennedy was just as big a gangster as Al Capone. I mean, they knew Daddy was a gangster. But again, because of Hollywood, because the Italians got too big for their britches by the 50s, they decided to make it as if mafia is only Italians, which I'll assure you it's not. Every racial group had mafias. The Jews, the Italians, the Irish. But the WASP mob that was dominant, that's called the CIA, it's never called the mob because it's the mob. And then now that mob's been basically taken over. And to a great extent, Israel was able to take over the WASP mob. And so now the Jewish mafia is the biggest, most dominant mafia. But again, just like the Kennedy boys weren't let into all the business by Daddy because he wanted them to go legit and keep him out of the family business, they never actually figured that out, all the deals Daddy made because he had that stroke and couldn't talk. And the mafia said, these boys ain't doing what they say they're going to do. Kill their asses. But a bunch of other people were above that. The WASP mob was the one running it. And I got the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt, who was there running all the shooters. So that's how the real world works, ladies and gentlemen. But I digress. Since when does the president order the head of a federal agency to quit and they don't? Well, it's because it's not a federal agency. But there is clauses in there that if there was corruption in the Federal Reserve Act, that they would step down. So Trump is forcing the issue. We'll see what the courts do. But in the case of the different health agencies where they're refusing to step down, they are 100% mutinous. And Kennedy just purged all these top people for working for Bill Gates and countermanding his orders as the head of HHS that commands the CDC and the FDA and all the rest of it. So Kennedy is doing exactly what he said he would do. A third property now. Pulte drops new criminal referral on Lisa Cook as mortgage scandal widens. Now it's three houses in 1 year that she declared as her primary residence. And I love how the U.S. Federal Housing, FHFA, even provided all the forms and the documents and showed what she did. Remember, the Democrats indicted Trump on mortgage fraud and stuff and would never even publish what it was they said he did. They said, well, we're going to find something. Ron Paul says, remove the cloak of secrecy and audit the Fed. Yeah, we don't need to just audit these individual people on the board. We need to audit the whole thing. Powell cares more about Fed independence than inflation economy. Well, yeah, because it's a financial dictatorship. But again, this is the process of exposing him. Trump is doing a really good job on this as the private Federal Reserve refuses to cut interest rates that we need to supercharge the economy. And it'll take off massive amounts off the U.S. debt, what, $400 billion a year plus? And it will actually lower inflation, slow inflation, not rise it from all the information I've seen. So, yeah, think of the WEF as like the main global mafia syndicate meeting. And you're like, well, I don't see the Sopranos there. I don't see a bunch of Italian dudes smoking cigars. That's because you've been brainwashed again. That the only organized crime is Italians. That is like saying the only bird that can fly is a pelican. But if you've been locked up your whole life in a cage and only shown pelicans on some movie screen and told that was a bird, and then you got let out and walked outside and saw an eagle or an ostrich or a turkey or a chicken, you'd go, well, what are those? Well, those are birds too. I'm like, no, no, only pelicans exist. No, I'll assure you that's not the case. Stop letting them control you with these little games, ladies and gentlemen. The UN is the global enforcement system of the global mafia that are depopulationist. This isn't some mafia that wants to own casinos in Las Vegas and golf courses and, you know, run your local trash pickup, and then they'll kill you if you get in the way of their profit. I'm not defending that, but they don't want to cut your son's wiener off. They don't want to bankrupt everybody poor, but the UN New World Order does. It's a mafia that's a death cult that wants you dead, that would make Adolf Hitler blush. So, you know, we released this back when The Onion and Bloomberg claimed they'd taken us over back in November of last year, and I said, I ain't leaving, and I camped out here at the office, but now you could reverse this. You got the Federal Reserve board members, and you've got, you know, the heads of different federal agencies saying they're not leaving. So here it is.
For years, I've been telling you guys never to take no for an answer, right? You know, to keep pushing, to never hang up the phone until you get what you want. Because you all deserve it. You know, this deal that I'm about to sign. The fuck is that, you know? Tell you what it is, it's me taking no for an answer, you know. It's them selling me, not the other way around. It's me being a hypocrite is what it is. So I'm not leaving.
auction was fake, it was a fraud. There are other attempts to close the building under DOJ orders were overridden by a federal judge and were a fraud. But in the case of what Trump's doing, firing these people, like the heads of these so-called health agencies, they have total authority to do it, and it'll be overridden by the courts. Meanwhile, you got Soros high-level DAs calling for insurrection. That's coming up. I'm going to show you different Federal Reserve heads saying they're above the law. I'm not like the leftist media. I tell you they said something, and then I don't show you. I'm going to show you. And then I'm going to shift gears into all this other geopolitical economic news, take your phone calls, and much more on this live Friday edition, and a big update on my dad, who came through this great, and miraculously it unlodged part of his brainstem, which they didn't want to say it might do, but they hinted it might do. And it's like it's turned back the clock years, and I'm having really deep, cogent conversations with my dad, the smartest person I've ever known, and just in general, full spectrum knowledge. And it's like I'm in a time machine. My dad of pre-COVID is back. And so Scott and White, Baylor, up there where he wanted to go, because he thinks they're the best in Texas. I know a lot of my family does. Of course, he worked for them and was a professor for Baylor Medical, so I guess he's a little bit prejudiced on that front. That is a good thing. So there he is. Very, very exciting. All right, we're going to break, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the last day. Anybody that purchases any of the Ultramethylene Blue or any of the other great supplements or a T-shirt or a ball cap or anything at thealexjonesstore.com, widest selection of Patriot Apparel, the very best supplements, gets put in 50X to win the off-road Super Jeep Gladiator and the Corvette. Because that new special sweepstakes is starting, but for this one-week period, you can get it in for both and $20,000 cash. You're put in 50X instead of normally one purchase, you get put in 5X. And most of our winners have been winning to sign up at the start at the end of the sweepstakes, because that's when you get the most entries. Very, very fun. We love it. I love meeting the listeners when they come here, the winners. But regardless, you want Ultramethylene Blue. You want the heart and spike protein detox, ultimate life force. You want the Shilajit. You want the Irish. Oh, there's one other thing I forgot. When you buy two bottles of the Irish Sea Moss Super Nutrient Complex, you get a third bottle of the gummies free. That deal ends today as well. TheAlexShowStore.com. Take action now. Hour number two straight ahead.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot blooded Texian, two stepping outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trump doesn't want you eating bugs. He wants you eating ribeye with lobster with him. Trump doesn't want big giant wars. That's stupid. No, Klaus Schwab and King Charles and Barack Obama want you eat bugs while they eat ribeye because they're feudalist, greedy, hateful, demonic trash. And you don't hate them enough. And you don't support the people fighting for you enough. I'm not saying that to everybody, but in general, you don't detest these people enough. And you don't love the people fighting for you enough. Because if you loved yourself, you would understand these people have a predatory hatred of you and your family. Just look at them. Look at Keir Starmer. Look at Macron. Look at these people. Look at Hillary Clinton. Just look at them. Look at George Soros. Look at Alexander Soros. Look! Their actions are pure evil, and they look like serial killers or something, because they are. Did you let Alexander Soros babysit your daughter or son? Married to Uba Abedin, the pedo handler for Wiener? It's bad hombres. El Diablo. That's the bad man right there. Your cells know that's an enemy. Your skin crawls. And they know your skin crawls. They hate themselves and they hate you. They're projecting their hatred of themselves onto you. Well, guess what? I love myself and I love you. And Trump loves himself and he loves you. I love you. They hate you. Now start loving yourself or start being a slave. God, it's so simple.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
They all want to mount my head on the wall. Like you've got, you know, that great deer mounted on the wall over there. They want Alex Jones's head on the wall as a symbol to scare everybody else. I mean, they said that in the courthouses and on the courthouse steps. They said, send a message to everybody else. These patient zero.
Alex Jones is patient zero. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
But the family's attorney says the money is not what matters most.
Money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
But the question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. Take him out.
Yeah. We're going to take him off
the air. Shut up and obey, yeah.
And destroy him, and we're going to scare every one of these other Americans to keep them. I mean, literally, it's like in Bug's Life when the head grasshopper says, yeah, we got all this grain. Why are we going to go beat up the ants because one little ant stood up? He goes, yeah, one little grain doesn't hurt. But he goes, but if they all stand up, he pulls it and it floods them. He goes, if those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. That's why we're going back to kill that ant.
That's exactly right.
That's it. So I'm just the ant in Bug's Life. All right, here's what I want to do, folks. We're going to go to break here in a minute, join a bunch of radio stations that don't carry the first five, as you know. And then I want to actually show you where the Federal Reserve, just a few of the clubs, the private Federal Reserve says, we're private, we're above the law, there's nothing you can do to us. Well, yes, there is. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And then I forgot to play this earlier on the whole issue of law and order. And I showed you the governor of Maryland saying, yeah, send troops in. And you know the mayor of D.C. saying, okay, crime really has dropped. I guess Trump was right. Because their constituents are just, I mean, the polls are like up to 80% saying, no, this is great. Because, I mean, D.C. was scary. And I heard it's gotten even worse lately. But they said it was worse during COVID. I was there during COVID a bunch. It was scary, folks. And I grew up in Dallas when it was the most dangerous city in the country off and on. So let me tell you, it was more dangerous than that. There were like gunshots right by the hotel repeatedly. I mean, you know, just thugs everywhere. People scared, homeless stuff, carjackings. I mean, you know. But you got Soros DAs saying, oh, no, this is illegal what Trump's doing. Rise up to it. Well, how about your ass gets indicted for sedition? We'll be right back. every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Lock up your wife.
Lock up your wife and children now. Time to build a baby.
Now.
Now you got some company.
Horseman. Let us DJ
ride.
They come to take your life. Onto the dead of night.
Onto the dead of night.
See the four horsemen ride.
Four horsemen ride.
So choose.
Or choose your fate and die.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let me put some bookends on what I was covering last hour. I'm going to head into all the other news and give the number out and take your calls. But that's going to be after I give an update with new information and then some backstory on the Minnesota Satan devil tranny killer at the Catholic school mass and the corporate media's attempt to take over of that. And I just remember, crew, I forgot. I shot a special report last night with Rob Dew on the press conference that the police chief and the U.S. attorney, who's supposedly a Trump supporter, got up and they said, you're never going to know the motive. We don't know the motive. We don't know why he did it. Oh, they're not saying she now, are they? They don't want to talk about the trans thing. And it's beyond disgusting. But yesterday I talked about the CIA connection to almost all of these shootings. And I saw some of the comments, which is fine, saying, I didn't know that. Where's the proof of that? Well, I'll show you. And not just this guy's daddy being a senior executive at one of the main kingpin organizations of the CIA and NSA, creating this Bozo the Clown demon. But every other one of these damn shooters is hooked into DARPA and the CIA and Air Force psychiatry. And I mean, from the Unabomber on. And every time I tell people, you know, the Unabomber was MKUltra, they go, what? What? You know, McVeigh was under MKUltra. Really? What? Yeah, it's even mainstream news. I had William F. Jasper in here yesterday. Talk about an investigator. And he was reminding me about a whole bunch of stuff I'd forgotten about. Did you know that Jolly West was a psychiatrist for Jack Ruby, Tim McVeigh, Sirhan Sirhan, and others? You know he was a declassified deputy director of the MK Ultra project under Dr. Ewan Cameron. If you're a new listener, you can write down everything I'm saying and pull it up declassified. So you go see a movie like Conspiracy Theory with Gibson, and people hear me talk about this, and they go, oh, you mean like the Mel Gibson movie? Oh, you got that from a movie. No, they got the movie from reality. And you got the shooter of Reagan connected to it. The shooter of John Lennon. And in a documentary made about 18 years ago about John Lennon's murder, they got the declassified letter 2 months before Lennon got executed in New York by Senator Strom Thurmond saying, I want him taken out. A letter to the CIA. So, yeah, when you see a Frank Sinatra movie like The Manchurian Candidate or remade with Denzel Washington, they're both excellent, that isn't just a Hollywood movie. They're telling you about known technology. And that's old technology. In the updated Manchurian Candidate, what was that, the early 2000s, Denzel Washington, there's a chip in the vice president's brain. Well, you knew 30 years ago they had chips in rats' brains where with a joystick you can control a rat. So people keep acting like Neuralink is about to be able to have the blind to see or the paralyzed to walk. They've already got it all. They're just getting ready to roll it out to consumers. And hey, if you're in a car and your back's broken, it's great. The technology itself is not a bad thing. It's like a gun or a car. You can use a gun for good, a car for good, or use it for bad. In fact, you got to ask why they've had this for decades and why we haven't gotten it. I'm not against technology. I'm against the way it's been deployed and how the public is kept in the dark about how it really operates. But when I looked at the mRNA technology and what they were saying it did in rat studies, no matter what they were designing it for, that it always attacked the ovaries and testicles of any mammal, and that it was also known to bend the genders post birth. Well, I got attacked for that. But now, shocking exclusive, taxpayer dollars from NIH used to create transgender monkeys. With injectable mRNA. It's like that black family in D.C. 4 years ago when Fauci's out at the front door saying, bring me your kids. I'm going to give them a free shot. And the black dad walks out and he goes, you know, anytime you're trying to give me something free and how this stuff hadn't really been tested, there's something else going on here. Get off my porch. And that's good he said that. I bet the guy's a listener. But it's worse than that. Should have been, we know you're killing people, you little monster. So, this is a system they've been creating. But, finishing up with the private run-for-profit Federal Reserves, we can take this clip and post it in the last hour breakdowns. We post that on X and Rumble and man.video. People can see it in context. We have Bernanke. We have Powell. We have Alan Greenspan. Hours of them. Saying, hey, we're independent. We're our own branch of government. Nobody can question us. Not the president, not Congress, anybody. Well, really? It's not even a branch of government. It's the Federal Reserve Act. And I know the listeners of this show, the viewers, know that already. Before you probably ever tuned in. But the general public's just now figuring this out. But Trump knows they're not immune from stealing $3-plus billion in the fake renovation of the D.C. Fed that they got taxpayer money for. They're not just the richest group in the world with quadrillions. No, they make us pay for everything for them. And Trump knows he can get the Fed board members of the New York Fed that runs it. The other regional ones are just administrative. With mortgage fraud, with income tax evasion, and they're all getting investigated, and they're getting criminally referraled, and it's very exciting. Another criminal referral is they found another house that Fed board member Cook had that she said the same year was her primary residence, so she got huge tax write-offs, which is income tax fraud as well. So here's Alan Greenspan. This has got to be 16, 17 years ago. Saying the Fed's above the law. And then here's Powell earlier this year when Trump was just president-elect saying, he tries to fire me, I'm not leaving. Well, he fired one of the other board members, he's just the chairman of it, and she's refusing to go. And technically, they can actually do that, but now that's going to expose they're not really federal and they're above the law, and they've walked right into the trap, and Trump is just weeks away from taking control of the New York Federal Reserve Board, something that no president has ever done. That alone is incredible. Here it is.
Some of the president-elect's advisors have suggested that you should resign. If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
Can you follow up on, do you think that legally you're not required to leave?
No.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents. Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with the president.
Logo rolled out the other day.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so we're above the law. Nobody can look at us. Nobody can audit us. Nobody can do nothing. And so when Trump fired Cook last week, everybody's like, well, she's gone. I said, what? She ain't going. And then you see, she's not leaving. Now, when you talk about the CDC director refusing to leave, she 100% can't do that, and that's a fraud. But they'll just have another big legal battle over that. And they've got the employees coming up, out protesting RFK Jr., not saying what he's doing wrong, but he's doing damage. You mean kicking out all the Bill Gates people, stopping all the mRNA, the fluoride in the water, all that stuff? No, Kennedy is delivering. It's so exciting. And I'll get to that in a moment. But wowzers, Soros DA, Larry Krasner, is in a total meltdown where he says MAGA are KKK with white hoods, believe in lizard people and Pizzagate. Yeah, there's no pedophiles. That we are facing an enemy we faced before as the Trump, as the Jefferson Davis, so he's saying he's the leader of the Confederacy, and we are the Confederates. He's a wannabe dictator, whatever that means. Now, he's more like he's Lincoln and you're Jefferson Davis. He also said that we will not have anyone come into Philadelphia, where he's the DA, no matter how wealthy and powerful and commit crimes, there will be consequences. So Trump's going to come commit crimes with the National Guard and FBI walking around the streets just to show a force. Well, the constituents want it, and now in Maryland, the Democrat governor says they want it, and now the mayor of D.C. admits it's lowered crime massively and no murders in 2 weeks. Soros-backed DA loses mayor appeal in Pennsylvania. Krasner permitted crime to metastasize. Well, you heard Jamie Raskin say that's just part of our culture. We shouldn't get rid of the crime last hour. Philly District Attorney Krasner defends cashless bail as Trump executive order threatens states and cities that implement it. So, oh my gosh, you shoot and kill somebody in Austin, Texas, or Philadelphia, and you're out the next day. Fort Worth, San Antonio, just where I live, Austin. Our own reporter murdered by La Reconquista and a black supremacist. And then they say we're the lawless ones, that Trump's coming to commit crimes. Listen to this.
A guy who has 34 felony convictions, who's tried to overthrow the government with an insurrection previously, who keeps making noises about doing it again. He is a wannabe dictator, and there is a lot of research that indicates that the way you defeat dictators is you show that you're not afraid, you talk tough, and you ridicule them. I mean, the fact is he is ridiculous in many different ways. You know, I really want to applaud those blue state governors who are out there being loud and proud. I'm in a red state, okay? I'm in a blue city. What I need as a Democrat is more of my Democratic electeds, and most importantly, more Democratic voters in all states to come out and be very plain and very direct. We are not going to have anybody, no matter how wealthy or how powerful, come into Philadelphia, come into other American cities and commit crimes. If they do that, they need to have a consequence. If you think about it, Donald Trump became president completely unqualified, never having been elected to anything, okay? What he enjoyed was kind of an outsider status, and he enjoyed it partly because Americans don't really trust elected politicians. They do not feel that government has worked for them. He, of course, is a grifter, and he's basically been selling a bill of goods to people who, sadly, at least some of them, went for it. But there is power in being in a somewhat outsider position, even if you're a recent elected. There is power in going to a town hall and speaking up. You know, where so many elected Democrats who are in red states are afraid to speak up, where so many ambitious careerist politicians are afraid to speak up. I mean, let's get real. We have been through this before. The Civil War, the Red Scare, World War II. We have been through this before. We are up against basically the equivalent of our historic enemies. I could get into the details, but you know them. And we simply have to be willing to fight and realize that there is a war for over democracy happening right now. And if we dig in and we are proud and unafraid of the consequences, we will show our power. And that goofball will crumble. For way too long, the Democratic Party has not said obvious things. Let me just give you one, okay? It is a fact. Yeah. For the last 25 years, Republican states have been far more dangerous in terms of homicide than Democratic states. It's actually 133% more dangerous. The homicide rate in Republican states is 133% of what it is in Democratic states, which means Republicans are awful at public safety. And yet, Democrats have never said that. Never said it. I mean, honestly, why am I the one saying it? Shouldn't we have been saying this 25 years ago? So they have let Republicans falsely steal the mantle of being for public safety and capable at it when they're terrible at it. One thing that Trump did very effectively is he brought out a whole lot of people who had white hoods in their closet or, frankly, serious mental illness, who believed that the country was run by reptiles and that there was, you know, all kinds of madness going on in a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. He found them, which is that we are not a corporate party. We are not the party of Wall Street. We are a party for working families. That's where we always should have been, and that's where we need to be. So, I mean, honestly, a very basic part of it is Democrats, if your Democratic elected official doesn't know how to speak up loudly, proudly, and without fear, then we need a different Democrat in that position. That's really where it is. And if you are a voter of whatever party and you have a Republican elected who will not give you a town hall, then raise hell, because that is what we need.
Larry Krasner, Soros DA, says local officials don't have to comply with Trump's administration's immigration crackdown. He is a liar. Just like the Chicago mayor. I mean, look at that guy. We're the party of the working people. Yeah, killing them with fentanyl, with higher taxes, and trying to block Trump. No tax on tips. You failed, monster. Why are homicides in Philadelphia near an all-time high? Here are some factors. That's NBC. But you heard him say it's record low. And everybody knows Republican towns and cities have the highest crime. That's a total lie. Every major city in the United States is blue. There's a couple towns of like a half million that aren't. And they stopped reporting violent crime statistics 4.5 years ago. That's on record. Show them the articles. So if you don't report any crime statistics, you can then say, look, the red areas are 130% higher because you don't report the numbers. It's all lies. And then Trump comes out and says, I'm sick of all these fake federal statistics. Fire all these people. Give me real numbers. And they go, oh, Trump's at war with facts. This is the party that tells you there's no X and Y chromosomes and two men can have a baby. This is the party that tells you it's normal to have men go into women's dressing rooms in places like California, where by law, a man can go into women's showers. And if the women freak out and bitch, and if the business kicks the man out, they get sued by the state and fined, in some cases, millions of dollars. Yeah, this guy's part of the cult. It'd be very interesting to know what's on his hard drive. I just wonder what's on the Philadelphia DA Soros' hard drive. I wonder if it's like Anthony Weiner's laptop. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything there. All right, we're going to break. I'm going to come back and give you the latest on the CIA, NSA, deep state connection to the shooter, the trans Satan shooter in Minnesota, killing the young Catholic children. They want you to forget about it. We're not. And we're going to look at some of the history of it and more straight ahead. Remember, the bad guys hate this broadcast because we're able with the truth when they try to put out lies to change the narrative like that, because we have tens of millions of incredible listeners and viewers that spread the word. So when you buy the great supplements or the t-shirts or the collectible amazing trench knives and battle daggers and everything else that's at thealexandsword.com, you are funding the defense of your freedom and the truth. And you're getting great products at the same time. The very best bovine colostrum. Don't know what colostrum is? Look into it. We've got the best. Don't know what Shilajit is? It's incredible. We've got the best. We took the top two certified brands that scientists developed to detox the cardiovascular system, the heart, the brain. Even if you didn't take the shots, most people have a spike protein. It's a spike protein detox. We fuse them together into this, which is the ultimate cardiovascular detox. It's got, you know, the equivalent of nitric boost, everything in it. It is over the top incredible. Ultimate Life Force. People love it. 5-star reviews. Today is the last day. For every purchase you make, you put in 50 times to win the Jeep Gladiator and more. And you can buy 2 bottles of Irish Sea Moss gummies to get a 3rd bottle free.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it. and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one, and I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexrestore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexrestore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war, unseen yet all-encompassing, the Infowar. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. When the flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old, it was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The InfoWar marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states.
But for the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the InfoWar is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the InfoWar was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is InfoWars.
What really makes a nutraceutical work? What is a nutraceutical? What is a supplement? Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about Power Plant, for example. So Methyl Drive is something that everyone, whether they're 12 or whether they're 90, they should all take it. Power Plant is a little bit more specific. It's good for both men and women. I would say it has a stronger, more pronounced factor on the younger side, especially people that are into high-intensity exercise. Key ingredient in that is cordyceps, which increases your oxygen carrying capacity, but it also increases ATP, and it also helps you make new mitochondria. So imagine taking something like cordyceps found in Power Plant and then combining it with Methyl Drive. But oh wait, there's also Total Male Mineral Support in Power Plant. We've got zinc, which increases luteinizing hormone, which makes you produce more testosterone. But then to counteract the rise in sex hormone binding globulin, we include boron in it to increase your free testosterone. That's something that normal formulas don't do. We've got the thing that creates free testosterone in your body in Power Plant, according to studies. That's Mainline. You can Google it.
And not all CoQ10 is the same, right?
Everyone should take CoQ10. Listen, and if you're going to take CoQ10, you're going to go to some store or some pharmacy, and they're going to try to sell you a bottle with the same amount that's in here for like $50. You get CoQ10 plus four other ingredients with this.
It's true. And the same amount.
Same amount. It's incredible. We make this stuff for you and for ourselves. Everyone at the InfoWars office is gobbling these supplements left and right. That's why I made these, is so I could take them.
And then you designed it to go with our ultramethylene blue.
Absolutely. That's the key. Before any like man or woman, young and old, if you're on methylene blue, you got to take it.
Everybody loves the formulas, and I've noticed if I take both together, the energy is totally insane. Each one is very strong on its own.
Methyl Drive is something that every person in the country should take.
So the methylene blue is like the engine and gasoline. These products together is the nitrous oxide.
Exactly, it turbocharges.
I'm coming to defeat you, evil scum. I'll defeat you, globalists.
I've been waiting a long time for this, Alex.
We love it. All right. Now, you're going to get the deepest dive you've ever seen on the CIA mind control programs that were partially declassified in the 76-77 Frank Church Senate committee hearings just through one aspect of MKUltra. And they've even had History Channel shows on. They haven't aired them in like 20 years. Because I already knew this stuff and studied it, where they were like, Jolly and West and Dr. Ewing Cameron kidnapped to the CIA more than 10,000 Canadian and U.S. children, training them to be sex slave operatives and undetectable mind control assassins with multiple personalities, so they could be sent out to kill somebody, and then it would be under a programming system of words where they could put them into another personality and they wouldn't even remember what they did. And this is all declassified. And then if you look at the bomber and the Navy Yard shooter and just almost all of them. When I say almost all, I haven't seen a case where there wasn't a Pentagon psychiatrist that was best friends with the school shooter for some reason and was working on giving them a government job at the CIA, or where the dad didn't work at the CIA, or the dad didn't work in DARPA brain interface, or both parents in behavioral psychology with machine human interface with DARPA contracts. I mean, just look at what just happened with Crooks, mother and father, the supposed Pennsylvania shooter. And then Tim McVeigh saying he was in an MKUltra program. And then Jolyon West shows up as his government-appointed psychiatrist, who was in the 77 hearings as the deputy head of MKUltra, who was the psychiatrist that showed up for Jack Ruby, who shot and killed the patsy, Lee Harvey Oswald, who was also the doctor for Sirhan Sirhand, which they later confirmed the gun was pinned. He didn't shoot Kennedy, RFK's dad, RFK Sr. It was the Skunk's Work CIA operative behind him. That was the autopsy. And it goes on and on and on. And I say each one of these things on air, but I'm just talking, and people see it later on X or Rumble, and they go, "Why? That's not true." And they ask Grok, and Grok goes, "Well, it is partially true," or whatever. So that's the reality here. So let's just look at some of this, because I talked about the undisputed Minnesota Satan trans killer, Robin, 2 days ago, and I did a report on it live yesterday, and it went super viral all over the place, tens of millions of views. And I thought, well, why not recap that with the latest developments and then give you a little of the backstory? And when I go through this, you're going to go, "That's not a little bit, that's a lot." It's a little bit. I can make a 10-hour film on this. And even on the History Channel shows I saw, because, again, I'd read all this in books and the declassified documents. Remember, like 20 years ago, they had it on History Channel, and it was like 10,000-plus kids, and they electroshock them and put them on LSD and turn them into sex slaves. And then you saw the editor of the New American Magazine, William F. Jasper, yesterday, how in the 80s they gave them Congress a whole stack of documents about government sex slavery and Satanism programming as the program they use. And he said, "We can't do this. These are government officials. We got to have government backing to take them on." Jasper is one of the most respected by the book people there is. And here he is on air revealing that yesterday. So when you see a movie like The Manchurian Candidate, especially the remake with Denzel Washington 20 years ago, look up when it came out, guys. I'm just guessing 20 years ago. 2004, so I was right. That's not a movie, that's a documentary. Because they're way beyond just programming with electroshock and LSD and for 6 months to a year putting recordings into your head with programs and with electroshock. That's why when you see the Bourne movies, when he graduates as being a super soldier after being programmed and tortured, he has to kill one of the other classmates. That's because that's the old-fashioned Chinese-North Korean MKUltra. That's the Korean War they got documents on, which the Nazis had done it, the U.S. already done it. They use that as an excuse to go to Congress and say, "We got to get huge funding for this because the Chi-Coms, the North Koreans, are doing it." Well, Joseph Mengele and the Nazis and the U.S. and British intel were way ahead. By the 50s, they already had wires into people's brains controlling them. So maybe we should play the trailer for the 2004 Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington first before we do this, just to set the table. But I'm going to go as long as this takes. Might take 30 minutes, might take an hour. But if we have time, then I'll take calls after that. But you need to understand that they just want to tell you it's a conspiracy theory because you haven't read the declassified documents, you haven't researched it. And then people say to me on the street, oh, you got that out of a movie. No, they got this from the documents in the history for the movies. But now they've moved on from laboratories to the drugs they give the public, the TV, the culture, the programming, the video games, what's taught in the schools, the transgender stuff particularly, is an MI6 Tavistock Institute, look it up, CIA project. And now they can do it through the drugs, through the culture, through the online groups these people join. So just like in the old days, you'd have to go to a school to get educated. Well, now you don't go to a CIA laboratory. They already have the feeder groups, the culture, the drugs. Then you get into these online groups, and then now you're being programmed by these behavioral psychologists and psychiatrists. But at the end of the day, this is what it comes down to. This Ben Garrison cartoon, where you've got the satanic shooter in Minnesota standing in front of a full-length mirror saying, I'll never be a girl, and he's so angry. And Satan's there saying, but you can be a mass murderer. So I sat here yesterday and today for hours and hours trying to think where to start first. There's really nowhere to start first. It's just too much. But let's just give you some background and show you some articles where you can look up what I've already said for yourself. So, this is LA Times, you name it. The Unabomber's influence, exploring Ted Kaczynski's connection to LSD and the internet. The Unabomber, an extreme reaction to behavior modification, behavior.org, CIA project, MKUltra. It's buried in the article. Death of the Unabomber returned spotlight to Harvard mind control study run by the CIA that he was a volunteer for, MKUltra. Unabomber decoded, did Harvard study fuel rage? Oh, CIA project. James Holmes, the Batman shooter, volunteered for a modern MKUltra program and told jailmates he was under MKUltra mind control. I am bad news. Aurora gunman James Egan Holmes warned weeks before attack, said, the FBI is handling me, controlling me. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Just like the shooter in Minnesota, months before, videos online, I'm going to go kill people at the school. I'm going to murder the kids. Nothing's done. Halfway through 22 hours of psychiatric interviews with the Aurora shooter, this is Colorado EDU, Denver Post, James Holmes, inmate, strange tale of confession and suicide, and then the police confirmed that what he told the other inmate, he would only know if he had been with him and told him, that he was in a government mind control program being followed by the FBI and didn't want to be part of it, and that nobody would help him, and that he didn't want to be the patsy for it. Kind of a big deal. So, then I have a whole separate stack of Democrats, the mayor of Minneapolis, the governor, California. Don't pray. Don't make it about Christians. Your God won't help you. Take the guns. Though it's the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that almost all these transgenders are on, and the hormones that on record with each drug admits massively increases your level of becoming delusional, a megalomaniac, suicidal ideations, violent ideations, murderous ideations. But that's coming up. Let's look at a few more examples of this. Navy Yard shooter carved better off this way into shotgun. ABC News said he was part of a Navy mind control operation using microwaves to control his mind. Ex-Marine goes on killing spree at University of Texas. Remember the tower shooting? Thought he was under mind control. He wanted to be studied for that. And then let's look at Jim Westman. Robin, his daughter, who was really a boy, who he supported, as well as the mother. Happy 18th birthday. This was years ago. To Robin Westman. We love you with the trans flag. Well, what does Jim do for a living? Minneapolis trans mass shooter of Christian children, Robin Westman, came from a very liberal family in Minnesota who fully affirmed his transition. And it turns out Daddy was a high-level executive and chief senior scientist at Esri, a global leader in geographic information systems, GIS software, and has various contracts with the U.S. government, including the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, the Department of Defense, and GSA schedules, enterprises, license agreements, on. And here is his breakdown. Senior application developer, 29 years, 7 months. You can read all about Geo Database Esri. And here's Dad, James Westman. And Harrison Kleibold. Oh, Daddy is a psychiatrist in the Air Force. Oh, what's the other parent do? Go read all about it. GIS for Defense and Intelligence Industries. So, we've got all this and more I'm about to get to, but just think for a moment. Instantly, when this happened 2 days ago, we went to Google Street View and saw his house, and it said Black Lives Matter. Next day we go back, that one sign is blurred out. Boy, if nothing's being covered up here, wow, who's going in doing stuff like that? And then you've got, of course, the police chief yesterday and the U.S. attorney saying, I know you want to know a motive, but you'll never know. We know the motive. You tried to say you didn't know the motive. We know a trans Satanist who wanted to kill children, wanted to kill Christians, who went to the school where his mother worked until 2 years ago and did this. And we got all the publications about, we're coming, we're going to get you, we're going to kill you because you won't give us access to your children. And mom celebrating his transition that worked at the school. And the Tim Walz minion, this is Peggy Flanagan, Tim Walz, lieutenant governor. She cares about trans kids. And there she is, protect trans kids with a big army knife. And the media trying to hide what he was saying and what was going on. They know exactly what they're doing. And they know what they're building. Then Annie Nagot exposes it all, and then and the trans cult celebrating it. So now they death threat him again. So you could go on for years with all this information. It goes on and on. Adam Lanza, the shooter at Sandy Hook, we're told. And they have mainstream articles saying U.S. intel agencies visited him and worked for him and wanted him to work for them because he'd hacked into the government. And mom goes and buys him the gun. She worked at the school, too. And then he kills her, and then Remington's to blame. And then the Democrats say you got to give your guns up because these Frankensteins we've created are doing all of this. Here is a short clip of the police chief and U.S. attorney saying, you're never going to know, but he didn't like Jews and blacks. He went and killed Catholics. But, oh, it's Jews and blacks. See, same story, white guys, Jews and blacks. See, I think it's Jews and blacks. The point is that we don't know the motive, but Jews and blacks. Nothing about Catholics, nothing about Christians, nothing about kids, nothing about trans. You'll never know the motive. Here it is.
Literally hundreds of pieces of evidence have been recovered thus far, which include electronic devices that will be further searched and processed. It now becomes our job collectively with all of law enforcement to process that evidence. And so this investigation will continue, and we will follow all of the evidence to its logical conclusion. I am aware, however, that this may not ultimately provide the answers that our public is looking for. When something terrible happens, the public expects law enforcement to provide some explanation for what happened. But the reality is, this is an unthinkable, completely senseless act. Violence perpetrated against children worshiping at Mass. And no investigation, no evidence will be ever be able to make sense of such an unthinkable tragedy. That being said, we will do our best to determine and identify a specific motive.
As I said, the shooter left behind hundreds of pages of writings. There is a lot to digest, and we'll know more in the coming days and weeks as we've had an opportunity to go through them.
And then I go through the full 18-minute report where their news conference are like, he wanted notoriety, so don't investigate and look into him. We removed all his materials, so you can't look at it, because that's, he gives him attention. No, it shows us what he, why he did it. And, but he knows he didn't like Jews and blacks. That's why he did it. No, the trans cult has been programmed and is targeting Christians and children. And almost every mass shooting that's happened in the last 4 years has been trans cult members and these serial killer groups and this devil cult they busted that's manipulating the trans groups. I've got that stack I haven't gotten to. So I want to finish up with that and show you the trailer for the 2004 Denzel Washington film, Manchurian Candidate, great update. And then I'm going to shift gears into your phone calls and to other news, which we've known forever, but it's all confirmed in prestigious studies now. Eating meat may protect against cancer and heart disease. Landmark study. You mean eating homogenized fake oils is bad for you? Eating basically motor oil is bad for you? That's all coming up. So yeah, evil's lapped us a few times, but now we're supercharging and gaining ground quickly. Hour number three, straight ahead. Let me go ahead and give the number out. On the attempted cover-up in Minnesota and how it imploded. Corporate media ran with a fake headline about Owen that InfoWars host Owen celebrates the death and calls it a great victory. No, he didn't. He said that the killing's terrible, but it's a great victory over their narrative control, them trying to say that, you know, it was a white man, and all the rest of this stuff. That was the victory that instantly their narrative they tried to push imploded, which will stop them doing more false flags if they can't control the narrative. Like Tim Walz's employee killing the Democrat elected officials and trying to blame me and Trump. That fell apart within hours. This fell apart within hours. That's the victory, not the killing of the kids. Nice try again, corporate media. Remember, today's the last day. Anything you buy, dogshowshore.com, supplements, any of it, you get put in 50 times to win the Jeep Gladiator.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the problem covering MKUltra, that's just one name of one of the government mind control projects. The problem isn't that there isn't enough evidence. The problem is there's too much evidence. I remember, it's got to be 15, 16 years ago, I interviewed the famous son of the famous Army officer, Frank Olson, who was killed and thrown out a window by the CIA because he'd been involved throughout MKUltra, and it was picked up by the Nazis, and so they exhumed his body. Indeed, he was murdered by the CIA. He wasn't on LSD. He didn't jump out the window. They killed him and threw him out of it. And I remember having his son on when this all came out 15, 16 years ago. Let's get his son back on if he's still alive. The true story of MKUltra and the CIA mad scientist. Olson's son got the body dug up, proved it all. In 1950, the U.S. released bioweapons in San Francisco, Operation Ocean Spray. They also then, years later, released them in the New York subways. His dad was involved in the project, knew about it, said it was wrong, so they killed him. Just another little example there of this. So I mentioned the Aurora Batman shooter. James Holmes was among elites in neuroscience before Aurora Theater Massacre was in a classified DARPA NASA CIA brain mind control interface project. The Denver Post. Holmes' father was involved with very interesting things. How a Vermont border agent's death exposed violence linked to the cult-like Zizian group, serial killer tranny group that was first broke a year ago by Sleuths on X, now confirmed. Leaders of the 764 arrested and charged for operating global child exploitation system using Satanistic programming on transgender children to get them to commit mass murder, targeting particularly people, we had a guest on a few months ago about it, who triggered the FBI to go after him, in Minnesota. Zizians, the rise of the vegan cult, from philosophy to violence. Antifa, tranny, Satan, death cult. Judge orders leaders of the cult-like Zizian group to be held without bail. The case of the radical Zizian vegan trans cult, the shooting death, the Border Patrol agent. Minneapolis trans Catholic school shooter wrote satanic symbols and other mass shooters' names on guns. Already played the video. They don't want you to see. Who are the Zizians? What to know about the cult linked to 6 killings at least? And it goes on and on and on. A 23-year-old was arrested for gun possession. It led to the FBI to a global satanic cult. And the corporate media told us, oh, it's not true. There's no Satanists coming to kill your kids. Demonic Minneapolis mass shooter Robin Westman walked around saying, praise Hitler, and child, as a child, ex-friend. They say he was targeting Jews. That's why he targeted Catholics. You see, you can look at the Muslims brainwashing and how they can get their kids to go suicide bomb. And you go, wow, why do you think the CIA and Israel have been caught running most of the Islamic groups, including Hezbollah, outside of Iran and Hamas, particularly, that they funded and created? The low-level cult members don't know what they're part of, but the bosses up above are being paid to do this. And it's the same thing with the trans cult. It's an army of absolute brainwashed total lunatics. You can just type in Palestinians with their children dressed up as suicide bombers and the mothers pledging to give them to death. And you're like, well, then we're against them. We're for Israel, right? No, Israel is funding it. Israel's controlling it to have an enemy. So they have a pretext to go in and take control. Same thing here. Theodore Kaczynski, MK Ultra, it goes on and on.
Well, I'm a 10-4, half-wearing, meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So when I first started researching government mind control documents that are public information 30 years ago, plus, even the declassified government document plans admitted the laboratory experiments of MK Naomi, MK Ultra, others, was designed to create a mass system to do it through the culture, through the advertising to everybody. And then to get much larger armies than the equivalent of Islamic brainwashed suicide bombers, but the trans cult. Well, you put them on serotonin reuptake inhibitors to put you in a trance state, create suicidal ideologies, violent, murderous ideations. You then plug them into the trans curricula that you're being targeted, you're being persecuted, you need to rise up and kill, trans day of rage. Then all you've got to do is have parents that basically sign on who work for intelligence agencies, and not like the old days, they had to torture their kids a bunch and rape them and put headphones on them for months and give them LSD and, you know, hope it worked. Worked sometimes to create a mind control slave for sex ops was usually the deal, but sometimes assassination, mind control. Now you just put them on the drugs, put them in the culture, plug them into the tutorials with the school, and then you're going to statistically get a certain number. They're going to be deranged killers. Then you release them. You say there's mass shooters. Then you just got to suppress the programming where they came from so the public doesn't figure out what's going on. So we'll look at the mass shooters that Robin Westman, whose father was high-level executive at a top CIA NSA contractor operation, that's confirmed. Even Grok goes, well, it's true. It's not even hidden. It's the same with all these others. We've got a list of all the shooters he praises, all of them, U.S. intelligence agency connections, parents, you name it. Remember a few years ago, the white supremacist goes into a Buffalo, New York, mainly black grocery store, kills a bunch of innocent black people? Turns out he had a best buddy handling him that was former FBI in psychological operations. It's the same story over and over again. You get an autistic kid from the pesticides and the shots and all of it, highly suggestible. You program them, you prepare them, you roll them out. Over and over again. The totally undetectable mind control assassin. Now in the 1960s, Manchurian Candidate, based on old technology with Frank Sinatra, They would do it with waterboarding and drugs and LSD and electroshock and audio recordings for up to years with pre-programmed words and things where they have a compulsion to do it. And at graduation, you shoot one of the other cadets. These are real programs, declassified. But in the 2004 remake with Denzel Washington, now they're using chips to control people. Here's a trailer for that film.
When I sleep, I dream. I don't want to dream. Something happened out there in the desert that night during that mission, and it's not what we thought it was, and it happened on my watch.
We've been down this road with you before, yes?
No, sir. Not this road.
Congressman!
Sergeant Shaw! You have a dream about Kuwait?
Captain Marco!
How much do you actually know about your friend?
I served under him. He was a good man.
That's what the neighbors always say about serial killers.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I got a good feeling they put one in you, too.
You need to get help, Ben.
I'm not crazy, Shaw.
Raymond, this is J.B. Johnson of Manchurian Global.
We're strong supporters.
At a flick of a switch, we can adjust character, change personality.
These are not supposed to exist.
Raymond Prentice Shaw. Listen.
This is a coup. This is rich people funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
Among the shareholders in Manchurian Global, you would find former presidents, supposed kings.
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're huge.
Can you bring me rumors and conjecture?
I started with nightmares. Rumors, conjectures, that's a giant leap forward. Somebody got into our heads.
Neurons got exposed and circuits got rewired.
I think you should leave.
What are you doing?
I gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
He's delusional.
Watch where you're going!
You swore to me that this was fail-safe. No leaks, no glitches. I will do whatever is necessary to protect my son.
We're going to stop this and take them out.
You don't think they factored you in?
Hello, Captain. Do you remember me?
Believe me. Help me. Or shoot me.
Now, Manchurian Global is the Carl Group in this film, and of course, Meryl Streep is the Hillary Clinton character. Herself, clearly MKUltra. Barack Obama, MKUltra. Both the father, the mother, the real one. He wasn't from Kenya. He was from Chicago. Frank Marshall Davis, the head CIA fake communist. His grandfather, the head CIA banker. It's all declassified. It's all come out. That's the crazy part about it. It's all hidden in plain view. And the movie is very accurate in that Denzel Washington, his programming starts wearing out. He starts seeing through it. But they used to spend the majority of their money on mind control until the 90s. They decided it was too uncontrollable, so they went with digital and surveillance and all the rest of it. But you've got the overhangs of all those projects going on. And so much of MKUltra is not putting someone on LSD and torturing him to create a mind control slave. DARPA and its projects like MKUltra was everything from carbon taxes to transgenderism to medical experiments. You know, why did Fauci all over the world, you know, have beagles' larynxes removed and then flesh-eating worms put on their heads? It was to see if the workers would do it. The mind control was the test. You get 100 lab workers, and you know half of them quit. The other quarter don't like it, but that one quarter likes it. Well, you get promoted on the next thing. So, see, a lot of this is just testing. So when I say my dad was at MKUltra, and then I explain it, people go, oh, God, Jones admits his dad was at MKUltra. That's like saying my dad worked at Walmart. He wasn't ever in some mind control thing. He just figured it out. He goes, yeah, I thought I was going to work for NASA when I was 14 at UT Plan 2, top of my class. And then it was like, okay, we're sending you to this cancer research facility in Houston. And they were like killing old people with experimental shots, just and him in a lab coat watching it happen just to see if he'd go along with it. He got out of it and told me about it. But it was a huge project, huge programs. My uncle told me, it's like, what could they get you to do? You know, an army captain, highly decorated Vietnam helicopter pilot, did what they told him, shipped heroin out of Laos and Cambodia, all of it. You know, he thought he was fighting communists. Then he gets into Iran-Contra and does all this stuff he believed to be more evil than the bad guys, be evil to fight evil. And then he finds out on the airfields he built, they were shipping kids out, and he went, I'm out of this. And he told me about it. And when he, before he died, he told me even more of it. People go, God, Jones admits his, some of his family, this and that. It's all over the place. If you're top of your class, you're a war hero. They're trying to get you. This is not like some rare thing. This is all over the place, people. It's not like, ooh, we found out a secret. Jones said this. I knew about this when I was a kid because my family told me because they were good people. Like Ted Gunderson, former head of the FBI in L.A., finds out they're running satanic sacrifice cults. Travels the country to warn people. Everything he talked about now has been declassified or come out. It's all there if you just get the knowledge, just like Clockwork Orange telling you what they're doing. But now it's on a mass scale against you and your family. It's done through the TV, through the culture, through the drugs, through the water, through the chemicals, through the dyes, making you highly suggestible. And a lot of people go into this daydream and they never come out. That's why I can't for decades watch a movie and have suspended disbelief. I remember being younger, I could watch a movie just 2 hours later, I'm drooling. I'm just like, it was incredible because I believed it. I went there. But as soon as I became cognizant of the control, now I'm analyzing every shot, what they're wearing, what they're doing, what they're saying. And it's interesting, you know, to watch a film like that, but you want to be there, folks. You never want to get sucked into something. You want to be analyzing everything I'm saying. You want to be looking it up. That's what expands synapses. That's what gets you outside of daydreaming or unconscious mind. Because you can program a sleeping person. You can't program someone who's awakened. What's Frank Herbert saying, Dune? The sleeper must awaken. We're all about getting the sleeper to awaken. All right, here, I'm going to stop and give the number out in a minute to call in, but here is the 96 film that's excellent, Conspiracy Theory of Mel Gibson, and we talked to a guy that was heavily involved in the film. You guys stay here in studio, let me have Jasper. Gibson wanted the New American Magazine's research in mind control to be central to the film. So this was a film done to warn you, and the character is Jolyon West. It's played by the Jean-Luc Picard character, I forget his name, from Star Trek. This isn't a movie. This is a documentary. Here it is.
You're just too good to be true.
When you're in love, you'll jump from the top of the Empire State screaming Geronimo the whole way down. I love her so bad, I just... Well, she wrecks me.
My name is Sutton. I'm with the Justice Department.
I am an American citizen, and I demand to see Alice Sutton.
He probably is crazy, but there's something about Jerry that...
Jerry Fletcher has theories.
The whole Vietnam War was fought over a bet that Howard Hughes lost to Aristotle Onassis.
Some would call his theories crazy.
You're telling me that NASA is going to kill the President of the United States with an earthquake.
It's not exactly the kind of thing a Secret Service agent can, like, just throw himself on top of.
He writes them in his newsletter.
This is our third issue this year. Conspiracy theory.
He sends them out.
Look, I feel kind of naked back here. Could we get out of here?
Please don't tell me you're naked back there.
No, it's just a figure of speech. Could we go?
And she is the only one he trusts.
I've loved you since the first time I ever saw you.
Jerry, you don't love me.
I don't?
Now, one of his theories is true.
Can you prove any of this?
Absolutely not.
Only he doesn't know which one.
I must have hit a nerve with one of those articles in there.
But his enemies do.
How many subscribers do you have?
Five.
Well, they're dead.
I have to find Jerry.
Bingo!
I got him. There he is.
These things that you're talking about, you did them to Jerry.
Jerry is very dangerous.
What are you going to do?
I will find him because he'd find me.
Take
picked him up, heading for the fridge.
By nature, I'm not a violent man. If you hurt Allison, I'll kill you.
What are you doing?
A torch in my house!
Oh my God.
Get down this hole!
Conspiracy Theory, directed by Richard Donner.
Kiss me.
What?
For luck.
I forget which one of the Bourne movies it is. It was actually written decades ago, where it shows how they inject them with viruses that reprogram the brain to take away inhibition, which is actually an old technology. It's real, actually. If you look it up, it's not even hidden. Behavioral vaccines. Oh, you can cure drug addiction, whatever you want. Or an average person can actually pick up 2-3 times what they think they can. But your body has governors, so it blocks that. And it shows you how they've got these projects. So they've had all these projects. They tell you about it in the movies. They think it's funny. But it's not. And they're not using all this technology to make us smarter now to the general public. They're doing it to hurt you. China has its super soldier program. The West has had its super soldier programs. And it's now all of it gotten completely out of control. But as Dr. Nick Begich said decades ago, because he read the documents that are public, did a great job collating it all. His father, famous congressman, brother, famous senator. They abandoned it by the early 90s because so many of the people they tried to mind control, it actually boosted them and they broke free, just like you keep seeing in these movies. And so they said, all right, we need to abandon this because, okay, they could brainwash and grab some 3-year-old girl and rape her and torture her and LSD her for years and turn her into a, you know, pedophile sex operative, then later program her to, you know, drug men and kill old men and stuff. But even women who they found were the most easy to control, still, they'd have one of these mind control women, 25 years old, she'd be one of these globalists, she'd put butcher knife, these are cases. Acting totally controlled, grabs butcher knife, kills them. Because there's still that humanity deep in there, deeper programming that God gave us. The sleeper must awaken. All this mind control is an attempt to control how powerful you already are. How amazing you are. The potential you have through the Holy Spirit. It knows how to unlock the real gifts you've been given. They want to hurt you and fracture your mind and create multiple personalities with keywords they can access. And they've done it through the culture. Racism, the N-word. Imagine the N-word. What a magic word. They say, ban the word. It's so hateful. Evil people use it. In the name of banning that word, they've now been able to ban all these other words instead of saying, I have power over that word. You call me an N-word? I have confidence in who I am as a black person. I'm saying this hypothetically. You're not going to jerk my chain and punch my buttons with that. That's not some magic word that controls me. Like somebody calls me a cracker or a honky. I don't care. I know who I am. I know who my daddy is and my mama is. And I don't blame all black people. So I got a racist black person in my face. I'm not going to give them the power. I'm going to say, man, I love you. I'm sorry you're sad. I'm sorry people did bad things to you. And vice versa. You're a black person. Got some racist white person doing something. Don't let them push you around. But at the same time, don't give them the power. But that's how a word that we're not even supposed to say, and I don't like to say words that hurt people. I'm not here to sit there and hurt people, but I began to realize, most political correctness, we need to say those words so don't have the power anymore. And then I say it, they'll go, oh my God, Alex Jones finally said the N-word last week. Because we have to stop letting this stuff have so much power. Call me a cave dweller. Call me a cracker. Call me a honky. So what? Somebody calls you a nigger? Who cares? You know who you are. What does that mean? Somebody has some magic word and they use it on you and you shit your pants and run around and cry? That's a system that's fluoridating your water, giving you poison shots, trying to break up your families. They're only saying, oh, we're going to stop this mean word so you think they're your friends. The idiots running around using the N-word to try to hurt black people are a very small group of people with no power. The real so-called white racists think that's a magic word. It doesn't even register compared to the media trying to use that word for control. And I only use that because that's something everybody can get. But now, in entrance forms for hospitals and school, all over the world, they say, don't say mother or father. That's hateful. See? Last year, it's the N-word. This year, it's mother and father. Or don't misgender some dude with bozo hair with big muscles walks into some gas station and the guy behind the counter says, thanks, man. He goes, it's ma'am, not ma'am. And he's some convicted convict that bench presses 500 pounds and squats 700 pounds. He starts tearing the living hell out of the place because now he's got an excuse to act like a monster to some guy behind a convenience store thing that sees a big-ass dude walk up in a pink T-shirt and says, thanks, man. See the mind control? How it's been externalized? Not in some laboratory, but now some convict struts up. And the guy says, thanks, man. And now he's a bad guy. See how that works? Today it's the N-word. Tomorrow it's man. Because they want to train you to not use basic language. Because just like George Orwell warned, once they can destroy the language, they can control it all. And don't let people have power over you. That's why Trump signed this executive order banning flag burning. Didn't really do it. It said it's in a burn ban. Charge him with it. Don't give him an exemption. But that's why it's so dangerous. You think I want to burn American flags? Well, if you don't let somebody burn an American flag, you burn what it symbolizes. So I don't want to use the N-word. I don't want to be mean to black people and try to run them down so I feel bigger. Shoot, I feel pretty big. I mean, I'm not needing to put somebody down. Actually, somebody that's down actually makes me feel down. I want to uplift everybody. But don't let somebody control you with the N-word. Or any of this, so you turn into this freak right here. That now can be violent because you called him man. Hey, thanks, man. Okay, man, what do you got? I mean, this dude struts up 6'4" or whatever. You're looking at a man. He's just some sicko freak who's got some excuse to act like a thug and spread hate on everybody. Disgusting blob who wants an excuse to attack innocent people. So don't be like that. And don't let people use words to control you like you're a robot. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Play the man guy. Just the archetypal, you know, crazy dude says he's a woman, and you better bow down to me, and you better get your words straight, or I'm gonna kick your ass.
It's the trans MC, coming from the desert sand and heat. My rap is these is actually synonymous with savagery, yes me. I'm the face of a revolution, on a mission for recognition, a movement for trans inclusion. I came from the destitution, that's the direct result of this patriarchal system, it's a sacrificial altar. Fucking vultures, they thicker than the thievery that they practice in. Trolls spew with bigotry, claiming to be an activist. Well, motherfuck your fashion.
All right, let's stop right there. But I mean, again, this is an ex-con. Says it's a revolution. We saw that in Minnesota 2 days ago. Yeah, we saw your revolution. And we got to use the words you say. We got to behave like you say. You got the full backing of the CIA, don't you? To totally wreck society. To destroy civilization. It's ma'am. Well, you go ahead and put your hands on me, big boy, and you're going to find out about ma'am all day long. I'm about to beat your ass, you big old disgusting demon. Yeah!
You need to settle down and mind your business. Okay?
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again.
I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Fucking money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. I'm sorry. It is ma'am. I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a general.
Right beforehand, you fucking said sir.
Sir? Okay.
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now.
All right, let's stop there. What's the meme? Get my pronouns right or I'll shoot kids at a school. That's what you just saw in Minnesota. Everything we're being told is a total lie to scramble society and destroy civilization. It's brought to you by the corporate media, Bill Gates, the New World Order. All right, we'll take a few phone calls before this hour ends. We have a special guest coming up with breaking news in the fourth hour. What is your take on the CIA, NSA connections, the father of the Minnesota shooter? The attempted cover-up by the police and the U.S. attorney, who Trump, I believe, should remove, saying you'll never know the motive. We have his manifesto, know it all, kill Christians, kill Catholics for Satan. What is your take on that? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're just take 5, 6, 7 callers on that. Now, before we go to your calls, hit some other news. Let me give all the amazing listeners and viewers an update on my father, David Ross Jones. My family's very private, but I know the power of prayer, so I came to you and asked for prayer because I know it's real, I know it works, and I want to thank you. My dad didn't just have a massively bloated aorta, the widowmaker, the big artery coming out of the top of the heart. He had half his brainstem blocked, one of the two arteries to it, and he was having major neurological problems, couldn't basically walk at times. His cognitive ability had dropped 50% or more. And he had to sign waiver forms because in a big 4 or 5 hour open heart surgery thing, you get less blood to the brain, it could have been blocked. And they didn't want to say it officially, but they said, listen, he's got so much problems with the aorta and with the blood pressure issue because the blood doesn't fire out of the heart right. There's a good chance, but we won't want to guarantee it, that if we fix that, it'll get more pressure into the brainstem and open it up. Well, Scott and White Baylor up in Temple was amazing. He came out of surgery Wednesday and came out about 2 o'clock and opened his eyes up and said, you know, all the really smart, funny things he'd always said for my life. And it was like he had a 50 IQ point increase. They're going to scan him, all the rest of it, but it looks like it opened up more of his brain. And it's a huge success so far. So I want to thank you all for your prayers. So I just want to thank all of the listeners and viewers for your prayers and for your support, because I know the power of prayer is so real. So thank you so much. And so far, this is an incredible, miraculous answer to prayer. Now, my mother yesterday sent me a photo of when I was only about 8 months old, 1974, with my dad walking around White Rock Lake. And what's amazing about AI is listeners were able to take that still image and create, we'll play it with audio in a moment, a short video of my dad from 1974. And it's just amazing. It's so real. So AI itself isn't evil. It's how it's being deployed, how it's being used, but really is amazing. So I want to thank listeners for thinking of things like that. Tens of millions of views on the post we put up the last few days. I'm glad you're so interested. I don't like to play victim because I'm not. I'm an overcomer. But my dad didn't want to tell my mother. He was managing over 100 dental offices 15 years ago at, you know, like 62 back then, 62, 15 years ago, that he was going up to Dallas. He wanted to do a pacemaker, all these issues. And I said, Dad, you've already done supplement development. Why don't you come work for me and run this company and do this? And then when the Democrats sued us and all that, they claimed the company that existed, you know, 9 years before they sued me was a fraud and a money laundering operation. And there was all these hundreds of millions of hidden money. Of course, none of that was true. There wasn't millions of hidden money. And they've just been suing him and attacking him and putting all the pressure on him. And he settled with them for nothing. They paid him. Yeah, nothing was stolen. It was all there. And then they sued him again a few months ago, right after they learned that he had trouble walking and had his brainstem partially blocked and was going to go in for heart surgery. So I only raise that so you know the type of people we're dealing with. The stalkers, the harassers, the ghouls, the demons. And so that's who they are. And when they sense people are down, they just kick them. But God, thanks to your prayers, so far, this is miraculous. I mean, I had long conversations with him the last few days, and it was the super witty, smart, funny guy that I haven't seen except a few times off and on the last few years. This is an example of, you're not getting blood to half your brain or in your brainstem, you know, that happens. So this has been amazing. Very thankful to Baylor Scott and White, but more particularly to all of you praying. And this is a big deal. And I know, because they know the bad guys, I love my dad, they'll just attack him more savagely. That's okay. My parents are more committed to this fight than ever, and I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for keeping us in this fight. But here's the AI video. We'll loop it a couple times. It's short. Of what AI can do with just one photo of myself and my father 51 years ago. And so it has so many great potentials. If it's not used for evil, here it is. I can tell you, I sent that at like 4 a.m. when I woke up to my mom. And she was already up. And it brought tears to her eyes. My dad just loved it. So thank you guys for making that. That is so cool. Just amazing how you take one photo and like create something like that looks so accurate and amazing. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, crew, for all your support and everybody through this fight. All right, let's go to your phone calls. You're on the air. Jack in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I wanted to bring up part of MK Ultra programming with this recent shooter revolving around Midnight Climax, which, like, I think is now exclusive with this trans stuff going on.
Yeah, for folks who don't know about Midnight Climax, tell them about it.
Well, of course, a lot of the info was scrubbed, but it was a operation, they say, just in California, in San Francisco, but it was around the world, where they had, like, they'd lure people in with these beautiful women and then douse them with drugs, get leverage on them, very similar to Epstein, you know, and then use sex and drugs to do mind control. Because as you and I know both, like, you know, what normal people who aren't drug addicts will do for beautiful women, you know, handlers in that extent. And with this trans stuff, it's bringing it to a whole industrial level because it's in the commercial medical industry complex, where they're allowing these guys and girls to take these gender-bending drugs. A lot of the women are getting roid rage. You know, we all know about in the 80s and 90s, wrestlers and bodybuilders taking steroids and testosterone. They get very, like, angry, you know, and plus the drugs can be swapped out with other CIA-grade hallucinogens. They have crystals that they can just touch on your skin and you're tripping balls, you know, and you can see demons and hallucinate, opening up portals in the mind like Joe Rogan talks about. And I think Trump needs to, like Russia and Putin did, ban the Satanic Church in the U.S. I think they should have heavily restrictions for medical and serious use onlys for trans and surgeries, you know. For
the 100%. The serotonin inhibitors and then the gender-bending drugs create, on record, psychotic behavior. It's all under investigation. You're totally right. And the good news is this is all coming out. I mean, how good news is it? Not the kids got killed. That was terrible. But the good news is they tried to push a narrative that they didn't know why this guy did it. They failed with their narrative immediately.
100%. You know, and this is also how you've been on the cutting edge with this Israel situation, where the founding fathers specifically were talking about the Christian nation, male and female, and the LGBTQ stuff is like directly in the Jewish Talmud, where they talk about like the seven different Jewish genders, like Tum Tum, and they have Nikvia and Javia.
Yeah, that all comes out of the Babylonian captivity. Yeah, that's the new Jewish Bible. Yep, worships a transgender god. Baphomet is transgender.
Yeah, exactly. Upside down. You know, the Serbian saying is the devil's trying to get in your butt. You know, because it's inverted. But you know, I think it's not what the U.S. is about. And you can't really have such conflicting cultures in the mix if one people believe that. That's a pretty drastic thing to believe in. It's not just like, oh, I can't have bacon or something. You know, I unfortunately don't want to be around.
No, you're right. The religion of the Satanists is getting to our children. Great points. Thanks, Jack. Nate in Michigan, transgender schools pushing it. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. So I wanted to tell you about an experience that I just had a couple of days ago. My son had orientation at the school, and when we were going to his classrooms to check out his schedule, just so he was familiar with where the classrooms were, we walked into one of the classrooms, and there was a wall, a large flag for LTGBQ. And I walked out, and I noticed that it was a distraction. There was lots of other people in the hallway that were kind of pointing it out and things like that, and I'm thinking, God, I'm not a homophobe in any way. I don't care what people do.
No, but you don't want people brainwashing your kids sexually. It's a pedo cult.
I do not. And that was my concern. So I called the school, and the principal called me back, very condescending, and says, so I understand your son has a problem with one of his teachers. I said, no, my son doesn't have a problem. He's never been raised that way, and he's good with everybody, and so am I. And I said, but I do. I said, I'm concerned about the LTGBTQ flag in this person's classroom. And I don't see how that is something.
Well, you ought to tell the principal you're going to report to the Justice Department, because they're not supposed to do that if they get federal funds.
I did do some research on that afterwards, and I couldn't find that part. But I will call the Justice Department.
So what did the principal say?
The principal told me.
The groomer. What did the groomer say?
She told me I should consider online schooling if I had a problem with it.
I think so you should keep your child in there and go to the city council and the school board, make a big deal about it.
He's got lots of friends, and he's very popular, and he likes
No, I think you should make a big deal about it. You should retake the school. Notice, they want you out so they can target the other kids. Don't let them do that. Take it over.
No, I will not. And I said, hey, listen, I'm going to talk to the school board about this.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay all your property taxes and then leave and pay it again. No, it's your school. You go in there and tell them how the cow ate the cabbage.
Oh, trust me, the conversation definitely escalated with this woman, and I told her, I said, I didn't ask you for your opinion. And then it went on to me saying, you can't wear a T-shirt with a gun in a school, because it's, even though there's the Second Amendment, you can't wear a Trump hat in the school, but you can have an LTGBQ flag in the school.
Have your son wear a Trump hat, and when they kick him out, you got a lawsuit, you'll get her ass fired. I'm telling you, we need to be like the left. We need to be in those places taking them over.
Yeah, I agree, sir. I totally agree. There's one other thing I'd like to bring up, if you don't mind. It's about chemtrails in my state. So I live in Michigan, and I have been calling our state representatives trying to get answers on chemtrails for a while. And I contacted one of our state senators, and I spoke with one of his aides, and I said, hey, I have a problem with these chemtrails. I know that it's you guys are aware of it, because one of the other aides said, you're getting calls on it nonstop. What's going to be done about it? And they said, well, the Michigan State Police did an investigation on the chemtrails. And I said, oh, really? What was the, what did they find out? Well, it's not harmful. And I said, well, what is it then? We never asked. I said, well, why
are
they
doing 30 plus
it?
States have passed laws. The good news is coming out. Thanks to the call. Yeah. It's a secret DARPA program. Kennedy says he's about to release the information. We're on their ass. We're vindicated again. Patton, Louisiana, 2017 school shootings. What's that to do with
it? Hey, Alex, I just wanted to, as far as obviously there's a common thread, you know, a lot of these school shootings. I just wanted to highlight one more. I don't know if you or anybody listening has ever heard of this, but basically the day after the shooting, what was it, Parkland County?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, the day after the Parkland County shooting, I was on YouTube and someone had uploaded a video of
talking about Florida.
The one in Florida, yeah, Marjorie Stone Taylor, something there. I can't remember.
You're talking about David Hogg is the main guy.
Yeah, the David Hogg shooting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was the reporter there. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the fucking. Excuse me.
He was the PR guy.
Yeah, the PR guy. So, the day after that shooting, I was on YouTube, and somebody had uploaded a video of, I believe it was news chopper footage. It may have been police, but I believe it was news. And it was while the whole thing was kind of transpiring, you know, you could see the kids being escorted out of the rooms.
Yeah, yeah. And the sheriff's department just stood there, yep.
Yeah, and, basically the whole thing was still kind of like an active crime scene. Nobody knew what was going on.
And they had a drill of a mass shooting right when it happened. Yep.
Yeah. So about 5 seconds during that footage, you could see it out of the top right or one of the corners. When it was panning like over some of the auxiliary buildings, you could see five guys dressed in black tactical gear removing black duffel bags out of the building, placing them into a white pickup truck, an unmarked white pickup truck with little flashing lights on the windshield. And it was about 5 seconds. You could see it clearly happening. They were taking the bags out of the building.
Yeah,
and
no, I saw that. They don't want anyone looking to it. Listen, you understand, they had a drill of a mass shooting that day while the shooting happened. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Now we have the newscast. We have all the newscasts. Yeah. And then it just goes on and on. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Yeah, it's crazy. Andrew in Texas. Andrew, thanks for holding. Trans shooter, MK Ultra. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, man. Props and thank you, Jesus, for your dad's recovery. I was praying for you guys.
Thank you.
So the greatest asset that the enemy, the devil, Satan, whoever you want to call the dark side, has against man is time. His greatest asset is patience. The greatest lie the devil ever told man was that he doesn't exist. Now listen, it starts when the child, and it's with help from the parents, it starts when the child is lied to and his identity was taken. When the enemy came to Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God, if you are, he attacked the human by having them question their identity, and that's where it starts. It starts there, and then with the help of the parents, and, you know, in cahoots with the dark side, they get that child to question their identity. Then it's, from there on, the child is possessed, and then it goes deep from there. But what I want to do before I leave is pray for two individuals that are listening right now, these by the help of the Lord. There's two people listening right now. You think you're too far gone. You believe that your parents lied to you and that that it's over. It's not over for you. I want you to say this simple prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent and renounce the sin of, and you say it, God, forgive me. I repent and renounce, and I've been deceived. When you see the rainbow, that's the devil's lie to tell you, yes, it is true. No, that was God's rainbow from the beginning. That was his promise that he would never flood the earth again by water. So right now, Lord, those two individuals that are listening, I'm asking that you reveal yourself to them tonight before they go to bed. Father, let them know that suicide is not the option. And in the name of Jesus Christ, they will be set free in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, Alex.
Love you too, brother. Yeah, they set this up knowing to create suicide, then say, oh, we got to create more of it. It'll be more suicide. They know exactly what they're doing. Corey in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, God bless you, sir, and I'm glad to hear your father's doing well.
Thank
God bless him as well. So I posted this on X earlier today, and I caught a lot of flack, and people were calling me un-American and all this stuff and whatnot, but I think if you go through these surgeries, I mean, I'm sorry, this stuff is just crazy, man. That's what's going on in our country. It's insane. If you go through these surgeries and there's some database of that, or we know that, I think your Second Amendment right should be completely revoked. That's my opinion. I think we should treat you just like we would treat a felon. And it's just insane to see
well,
this
we
stuff
just
going
ban,
on.
We should just ban the surgeries as the UK did. I mean, we're way behind on this.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. And I know that's a slippery slope, man, but I mean, if you were literally that mentally ill where you're going to cut your genitals off and call yourself a woman.
No, you're right. If somebody got picked up and put in a mental institution for chopping their fingers off with a butcher knife, they would have their Second Amendment rights revoked. Well, if you're willing to cut your penis off, I mean, you're totally mentally ill, but it's a child. They don't know they're led into this.
Yeah, dude. And the parents, honestly, this dude's parents should be, something should be done, man. I mean, I know the kid was 17 when he supposedly transitioned or whatever, but obviously he was still a kid. And this is just killing our culture. It's rotting. It's just.
Well, why do all these shooters have CIA dads?
I mean, look, man, there's no doubt about it that there are all those connections. But I mean, especially when it comes to these shooters and these big events, there's definitely those connections. But I mean, not everybody is. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's definitely affecting the culture. It's ruining our culture. I mean, it's
designed to do that. Man. The good news is, separate from the shooting, it's terrible. But the silver lining is the attempted cover-up of the identity of the Satanism and all of it failed. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go to break. Come back with Austin in Missouri as a final caller. Then Matt Brackett, expert on terrorism, expert on the globalists and false flags with a bunch of intel, is taking over. Then the War Room today, 3 p.m. Central. A bunch of special guests, phone calls, you name it. Be sure and join us for that. Infowars.com/show, band.video. And you'll find all the Infowars feeds and the Alex Jones Network feeds at Rolex Jones on X. Before we end this hour, I need your support. I'm going to bring you products that really work so you love them. My problem is the majority of you never go to the AlexJonesStore.com and actually try the Ultramethylene Blue. Or our spike protein cardiovascular detox. Even if you take the shot, everybody should take it. So good for you. Ultimate Life Force. Everybody should get the Shilajit. You can get 2 bottles discounted of our Irish Sea Moss Super Nutrient with 93 vitamins and minerals, the very best organic iodine, and get a 3rd bottle free. And today is the last day that you get 50X entries. If you buy a ball cap, a t-shirt, a bottle of Irish Sea Moss, whatever you buy, you get 50X entries into the sweepstakes to win the amazing off-road Jeep Gladiator. And there's this 1-week crossover every 2 months where you can get put in to win the new Corvette and the $20,000 as well. So now's the time to purchase products at thealexjonesstore.com. But not just because it supports the broadcast, not just because you can win this vehicle, whatever. It's because it funds the operation. But the products really do work. Get the Ultramethylene Blue. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend the sport. Special deal, special offers. Be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultramethylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultramethylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Let's talk to Austin in Missouri. The connection between school shooters and so-called vaccines. Very astute point. Then I got one more piece of news I'm going to hit before Matt Bragan takes over. Austin, go ahead and thanks for calling.
Hey, I got two things here. I'm going to circle around at the end to the vaccine part. I really appreciate your courage to stand up and say what God tells you to say, even if it seems like it's out of place for the topic. I had called in the other day and Chase Geyser was filling in, and God had put something on me in a dream to say. It doesn't seem like it's kind of related to this, but I didn't get around to it before we moved on, so I just wanted to get this out before I talk about the shot. The devil uses our desire to connect to other people to manipulate us, using social events all centered around sin and pledging ourselves. Our desires and ambitions are used as the pool to convince us that the ideas of the group are our own, manipulating our free will to choose to be a part of the group.
I totally agree.
And on the shot, I'm connected very closely to somebody who worked for Moderna, the high up on the trials, and I've been trying to convince them to be a whistleblower or join the HHS, because he had said that they were looking for people that used to work in the medical industry that would tell them where the bodies are buried. I haven't quite convinced them to do that, but I felt if I kept their name out of this, I could divulge this. That this individual said that there was, in the clinical trials, they had, you had the person that created the MMRA vaccine on your show. It was that day. And I was trying to convince them, like, hey, I already know what's going on, because they signed a non-disclosure, so they couldn't really tell me. They were just denying it. So I was telling them all of this stuff that they didn't think I would know, and they divulged to me that actually there were wives that were stabbing their husbands that they had to cover up as well at a high rate.
That's right. Well, there's actually studies out that increases violence in people that have taken these shots.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see that part, but I felt like, you know, I really, when you were talking about it, I haven't heard anybody put that connection there. And that's something that, you know, I don't know if it would be some kind of.
Now you can type it in. mRNA vaccines connected to increase in violence, major brain changes, 30 million dead from them. You can have whistleblowers on the inside that know, but we already know it because you can see it.
Okay.
But it's important information. They should speak out. But a non-disclosure doesn't cover criminal activity. Like, if you have a non-disclosure at your company and then your boss rapes somebody, that doesn't cover that. So criminal activity is not covered by non-disclosure, okay?
Okay.
But that's good.
Well, I appreciate you hearing me out.
Absolutely. Well, what was your connection to school shooters? You're saying it's on record that it's increasing brain changes that are connected to violence?
Well, I would say look at the correlation. How many of these people recently that have had school shootings have had the vaccine shot as well? I mean, it's a no-brainer that if somebody's taking SSRIs and then they're also taking a hormone So you have like the trigger and the thing that dulls them that, you know, it's just the counterfeit of what, you know, the Holy Spirit does when he's sending us, you know, transmissions or downloads, whatever you want to call it. The Prince of the World is also doing that. So I think maybe that the correlation also between who's gotten the vaccine shot. And
100% in violence. There's actual studies on that, so your instincts are right. Thank you so much, Austin. All right, we're going to break. There he is on screen, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, one of the smartest experts on false flags. Where's the Trump admin? What's the deep state going to pull next? What happened with the trans shooter, the attempted cover-up that blew up? He's going to cover it all right now. But remember, on this Live Friday transmission, you're the Paul Revere's. You are the people that move the ball on the field. So take the live feed from Rumble at the Alex Jones Network channel and share it. And at Real Alex Jones on X at Infowars.com/show. And share it right now and say, hey, an expert on false flags, Matt Bracken, is about to take over right now. And then the War Room, 3 p.m. Central in 1 hour. Stay with us. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, hello. Good Friday afternoon. I'm coming in to you from Florida, and I haven't done this in a while, so have mercy if I'm a little bit rough. You know, this has been quite a week. The shooting has got everybody spun up, you know, and reasonably so. I've really enjoyed watching Alex do the deep dive into the background of all these shooters, their connections to MK Ultra. They all seem to be operating on a kind of a similar wavelength with their relatives involved in various government programs. But who knows? Obviously, We're seeing a real battle of good and evil here. Besides possible government connections to different programs, I think that for sure we're seeing a battle of just good, pure good and evil. We're seeing demonic forces in action. You know, this Robert Westman, the drawings that he made himself, looking into the mirror and using Russian. I mean, it's like he's modeling The Exorcist, speaking in tongues. He's not actually speaking in Russian, writing in Russian. He's using mostly some Russian phrases, but he's using English transliterated with Cyrillic. But it seems very much like something out of The Exorcist, speaking to the demon through the mirror. And I forget who I saw this week, but somebody I read said, if you have a body without a consciousness, without a soul, then a consciousness without a body is going to find you. And that's a demon that needs a body. And this is something new that, he did. And he's a student of mass shooters. You can see as he's turning the pages, he was smart. He did that so that people could screen capture his notebook because he knew it would be taken down very quickly. The mosque shooter in New Zealand a couple years ago, he live streamed it. Audrey Hale in Nashville The manifesto was suppressed. Her notebook was at home, so they hid it. This time, he didn't want it to be hidden, so he put it on YouTube so that people could screen capture it. This was very smart. This is a very this is a high IQ individual, but without a soul, obviously twisted. His parents, I think, deserve really deserve more than blame. I think that they should in some way be, if not charged criminally, I think that they should go down in history as accessories before the crimes, because they did everything they could to wind him up instead of giving him the treatment that they needed and saying, look, I'm sorry, you know, you are a boy, you'll get through this. This process of affirming, quote unquote, affirming, mentally ill, gender dysphoric youth, it's just setting them on this path. And there you go. You see him speaking in the mirror to the devil. I mean, if that's not demonic possession, I can't imagine what is. I mean, it's so planned out. This was a church he'd been in many times. He graduated from this school. His mother retired from this school. He brought boards to put through the handles on the outside of doors to block exits. And it's a miracle that he didn't get inside that of the sanctuary of the church and slaughter children. He had hundreds of rounds of ammunition. I mean, it's a miracle only two died in this process. Really, it is. If he had gotten inside, he could have set the record. And that's something that we've seen over and over again in their manifestos. These killers say that they want to set the record, that to become the most infamous mass killer, they have to kill more children in a more innocent setting, you know, to put themselves at the top of the list so that they're not just, you know, in the top 20. They want to be the number one. That's a new form of immortality that didn't really exist before. This new form of immortality is, I'll be dead. My body will be dead, but my message and my face and my voice will live on forever on the internet. You know, nobody before thought of doing a murder so that maybe there'd be somebody doing clippings in a newspaper. And I love that movie, Conspiracy Theory. Alex just showed clips from it. That's only from the 90s. And the Mel Gibson character in that book, he has to have clippings from newspapers and magazines like pinned on the wall. There's not much immortality if you're just relying on some fans clipping out newspaper, you know, clippings and putting them into a scrapbook. But if you can be immortalized on the internet, then you don't really die. I mean, this is for somebody with no soul, for somebody who hates God, this is the closest thing that they can get to immortality. And I think that it's a big mistake to actually, you know, use his name and put up his face, because it just encourages more killers like him. And there are already people out there that are going to, you know, take note of everything that he did. He obviously copied using the white marker on the black weapons from the New Zealand mosque shooter. And I'm surprised he didn't live stream it. But, you know, he did right before the shooting upload the YouTube video in a format where the pages could be screen captured and the FBI couldn't hide the manifesto. So expect these high intelligence mass shooters to learn from each one, and the next guy will probably live stream it. I mean, it's a really sick process. And I don't know where it's going to go next, but, you know, we've discussed before things like the Las Vegas shooting. You know, there's a lot of room for people to do other types of mass shootings other than going into a school or a church like this. And I, in the state of Florida, you know, you can't bring guns near schools. A lot of the churches are associated with schools, but I know for a fact a lot of people are just going to be carrying into church now. And some of the men are going to have to stay outside or in the rear vestibules, because we can expect this kind of behavior to be copycatted. And, you know, I, I'd hate to think of somebody like him being successful. And I wish we could blot out his name and blot out his face, because he is being rewarded in hell, or wherever what he has of a soul is located now. His immortality today is that he's being spoken of and shown on the internet, which is really a shame. But the people that are behind this are extremely demonic also. And it's interesting. One of the families that's very key in this, it's also associated with the National Guard story, with Trump, talking about sending troops into Chicago. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, I'm not sure how much he spent to become governor, but it was something like a presidential election quantity of money. The guy is worth almost $4 billion that he inherited. It's not his, he didn't earn it. He is worth $4 billion. And his cousin is somebody named Jennifer Pritzker, who was born as a man and changed his name from James to Jennifer, also worth, in the billions of dollars, is one of the main funders of all of these sex mutilation, child mutilation clinics, funding, giving grants, funding hospital programs and clinics, experimenting on children that have obviously very sick parents, woke parents suffering with Munchausen by proxy, to the extent that they'll have offered their children like sacrifices to Moloch to convince their children or convince themselves in the names of their helpless children that their children are trans. Like the actress Charlize Theron, who has adopted children and then dresses little boys as girls. I mean, this is really sick and evil. This is a Hollywood culture and a Democrat political culture. And I think that we're really tearing the veil off of it this week, because they were not able to suppress the manifesto, partly by the actions of the killer loading the notebook quickly onto YouTube. That was a kind of a gift to us in order to study this, but it can't be suppressed. And it's really just showing how the media is able to live in a complete pretend world. Even on Fox, only on maybe one or two shows have they discussed the trans angle. They're still acting like they don't know why it happened. If it had been a white, Christian with any kind of conservative leaning, they'd call him a Trump, Trump-inspired killer. But here you've got somebody who is yet another trans killer. I mean, that went on a rampage as his final offering to the world. And the media is saying that they have no clue what's going on. And this is actually in a way beneficial, because it's another nail in the coffin of the mainstream media. Nobody's going to pay attention to the Washington Post or the New York Times when they read the headline that the motive is a mystery. It's just discrediting to the mainstream media, what yet again. And this time the alternative media, led by outlets like InfoWars, have beaten the old media, by a mile to the truth of this story. So we're very fortunate that we live in the United States in the era where Elon Musk has for the most part freed X. I mean, you couldn't even spell the word tranny 3 years ago on X, you'd be banned. You'd have to make a joke about a transmission or something. Now we can speak freely about these issues, and we can, we can talk about other hot button issues. We can talk about the poison vaccines, and we can talk about replacement migration. These were all topics that would have gotten you banned from social media. So at least we're now, and it's not permanent. It could change. A new regime could come in. Something could happen, and we're back in a censorship mode. But for now, we can make the most of our advantage, which is that we are free to talk about this. And it's, you know, largely thanks to InfoWars, you know, as really the cutting edge. And this week I, to a great extent, I really enjoyed watching William Jasper from the John Birch Society, somebody who's been here, you know, doing this job for decades and decades, and a younger guy, Kyle Serafin, you know, the whistleblower, FBI whistleblower, who has the key insights. He was the first one to inform the world that this was a trans shooter. And immediately he was on with Alex. These were phenomenal shows. Both Jasper and Kyle Serafin, and their insights and scoops just keep on coming. And you know, I was going through some of Serafin's stuff this morning, and so much of this seems to be linked. The whole situation in the Middle East, the situation in Ukraine, the situation with the trans mutilations, you'd think, how can this be related? If you go on Wikipedia you look up a lot of these people and you go to early life, and you'll see that there are some really crazy connections. You know, the Pritzkers, they are of particular religion that came from Ukraine to America. So many of these people that are extreme radical progressives seem to be from that particular demographic. You know, the Victoria Nuland and the Kagan brothers, they were actually Noodleman changed their names to Nuland, and the Kaganoviches changed their name to Kagan. And they're like the biggest warmongering neocons. They were, you know, Victoria Nuland and her associates were wrapped up deeply in the 2014 Maidan coup. There was a revolving door between the U.S. State Department, USAID, and the George Soros Open Society. They are literally all working together, those groups. And, you know, this war that has been bleeding Ukraine dry, not doing Russia much good in terms of manpower either, although Russia's industry is massively building up out of it. But this practically a genocidal wipeout of Ukrainian men has been all inspired by the Nuland Kagans, the rest of those of that group. And then you look at how America is being just dominated and controlled to such an extent by Israel today. And this is something else that Kyle Serafin was talking about, that Kash Patel's girlfriend, who's half his age, seems to be an agent of influence of some type. Susie Wiles, who is the gatekeeper and chief chief executive, what do you call it, Trump, you know, the person who sets the schedule and lets people in to the office, she was invited to go to Tel Aviv in 2020 to run Bibi Netanyahu's campaign. And Kyle Serafin spoke about this in relation to Alexis Wilkins, who is Kash Patel's girlfriend. When people make completely, you know, absurd career jumps for no obvious reason, or they take jobs that are in a sense a demotion, you know, you have to wonder why. What is this? You know, what's the controlling factor here? So Susie Wiles going to Tel Aviv, you know, she's a Christian woman, but she gets invited to Tel Aviv. This is in the world of espionage. This is a recruitment pitch. I mean, this is a recruitment option or opportunity. They didn't invite her to Tel Aviv because they thought she was the most brilliant, campaign strategist in the universe. It's in order to recruit her, and not just her. If you recruit dozens of people, hoping that one or two or three of them will wind up in a position of great influence, and they hit a jackpot with Susie Wiles. So in the months she's in Tel Aviv, supposedly being a campaign strategist for Bibi Netanyahu, it's a complete full court recruitment option, a recruitment drive. Everybody she meets is going to be somebody deliberately put in her path to talk about the Holocaust or how Israel is the most, you know, the last democracy in the Middle East, and, you know, the connection between the Israelites and the Christians going back through the thousands of years. So that by the time you leave, you have a very split loyalty. And now she is Trump's gatekeeper. Nobody can get near her that's not on board with her. And there's a lot of great men on Trump's cabinet, but they seem to be really heavily leaning towards either just, you know, Christian Zionists or Zionists. People like Dan Bongino, he's against the neocons. I listened to his podcast for years. He's against the neocons, except for when it comes to Israel. Then he's Israel can do no wrong, and then you've got Pete Hegseth, same thing. You know, he's not for the Ukraine war, but when it comes to Israel, Israel can do no wrong. And you know, you can go through the list. Howard Lutnick, and this is really amazing. I had to check this out. Howard Lutnick bought a house from Jeffrey Epstein's holding company back in the heyday of the Epstein pedo ring action. So where is Howard Lutkin's house? Howard Lutkin owns a five story, it's like 15,000 square feet building in the middle of Upper East Side of Manhattan, a couple blocks from Central Park, walking distance to Central Park. And it's adjoining Epstein's seven-story, like 20,000 square foot mansion. So they actually share five stories of a common wall. I mean, what are the odds? Right? I mean, just amazing. And Howard Lutnick's got an amazing story. The 9/11 story is very compelling. His surviving open heart surgery is very compelling. But the guy is absolutely, you know, a very strong Zionist, for sure. And this is just a coincidence that the present Secretary of Commerce is sharing a wall with Jeffrey Epstein during all those years. And when you're located a couple blocks from Central Park, it makes it very easy to have meetings with anybody, clandestine meetings. I think that the upshot of the Epstein situation is that those blackmail files, it doesn't matter if the FBI has copies or not. The real destination for the blackmail information has always been Israel. I think that at the very high level financial end of the operation, yes, Epstein was used as a conduit to transfer millions and billions of dollars, you know, in a shady way, so he could be a CIA slush fund operator. You know, nobody can explain where the money came from, where it went, why billionaires handed their fortunes to him, giving him complete power of attorney to control every dollar of their billions of dollars. That also happened to also be very strong Zionists. And the next thing you know, he's involved in the pedophile rings, but we're told that he belongs to Intel. He belongs to intelligence, so hands off. I think he was protected at the CIA level for, you know, the fact that he was running the billion-dollar slush fund. But at the pedophile level, I don't think that was being run by the CIA or FBI. I think that was being run by Mossad. And you know, to this day, I think they're still running these kind of rings. You know, that the Israeli crypto guy that was arrested out in, I believe, Nevada, you know, he was sucked into one of these child pedo ring stings. And the next thing you know, he's on the airplane back to Israel. You know, and he's like a high-ranking Israeli espionage guy. You just got to follow connect all these dots. And looks like we're coming up to a break, and we'll continue on the other side. But Yeah, there's just too much smoke here for there not to be fire. You know, sometimes the smoke is hiding things and you're not supposed to see it, but it's there.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, just finishing up on that last, the last bit about, I think what we have an extreme level of control by Israel over our government right now. And it's not doing us any good in the world because, you know, we have a pretty controlled mainstream media The rest of the world is seeing what's happening in Gaza, you know, on a daily basis. We barely cover it. But the bombs that are, the 2,000-pound bombs that are leveling Gaza block by block, turning it into, you know, like Dresden in 1945, these are delivered every day by American airplanes. And this is not lost on the world. You know, the 12-day war, which was aptly named by Trump. He's good at naming things like that, giving people nicknames. So the 12-day war, I think, was interrupted because we were running out of defensive missiles and Israel was just getting pounded. Iran was just getting wound up. Iran was just getting started. They could have gone after more serious infrastructure on a daily basis. And I think that Israel was very glad to get out of that war before they were pounded by more ballistic missiles, because you know the math just doesn't work on our side. If they send a salvo of six or seven ballistic missiles, and four or five of them might just be dummies filled with cement, we have to send up to three of these like THAAD missiles against each one. And these missiles cost millions of dollars each, and they take a while to reload. They don't have an infinite magazine capacity. So the Iranians could just begin this again if the Middle East gets out of control, if there's some incident over there that happens that triggers another Israeli attack on Iran, we're going to see that continue. So I'm extremely concerned still about the Middle East. I mean, Israel's pounding Lebanon again. Israel's doing practically a low-level Gaza in the West Bank, you know, sending settlers, quote-unquote settlers, against Palestinians, including Christians. You know, and in the United States, we're getting a very sanitized version of what's going on there. And the rest of the world is turning drastically against Israel and more against the United States. And it's similar in some ways to what's going on in Ukraine. When I watch Fox News, I see guys like General Petraeus or Ben Hodges or other former generals from our great victories in Afghanistan and Iraq, I mean, being sarcastic. They're acting like Russia is losing this war. And it's really it makes me wonder, you know, are they being paid enough to say these things that are obviously not true? And Russia is not interested in conquering all of Ukraine, much less going out of, you know, beyond Ukraine to threaten Europe. They are, if at most, going to go to the Dnieper River. But in the meantime, what they're doing is they're playing a rope-a-dope strategy, which is exhausting Ukrainian manpower. Every time the Russians move forward a bit, there's a counterattack. They just pound the counterattack. And the offensives over the last 3 years by Ukraine have just wasted, you know, hundreds of thousands of men. So as Russia slowly grinds towards the West, Ukraine is just losing tens of thousands of men, you know, a month. It's unsustainable. So by the time that this war is over, Ukraine is going to be demilitarized, because there will be no men left to fight for it. And it's pathetic. It's a shame that this happened. This was all so preventable. This was done by people like the Newland Kagan gang and their other super neocons that have this ancient hatred of Russia going back, you know, more than a century, a family hatred. Michael Yon actually has a great term for it. He calls it Jurassic Trailer Park. That we imported this Hatfield-McCoy feud into America. And now it's overlaid on top of our foreign policy, so that, you know, these people have this dream of carving up Russia, of color revolutioning and destabilizing Russia and breaking it up into regions and then exploiting its natural resources. Russia has, like, you know, more than half of the world's key natural resources. It's the great storehouse of natural wealth left in the world. And the fantasy of these neocons is that they can pull a super color revolution and have, you know, Russia destabilized and broken apart. And instead, the exact opposite has happened. Ukraine is being destroyed in detail. Their men are being wiped out. And Russia is building its armaments, you know, at an unbelievable level that we don't even have prototype hypersonic weapons. They have hypersonic weapons that are in the field. I mean, these are weapons that fly through the atmosphere at like 7, 8, 9 times the speed of sound, as opposed to a ballistic missile, which flies out into space. They're extremely hard, almost impossible to shoot down. Virtually impossible for the West to shoot down. And we have NATO in its, you know, acting belligerently as if they're going to attack, you know, be able to attack and defeat Russia. This is like the, you know, Lilliputians threatening to attack and destroy Gulliver. When Gulliver gets up, he's just going to stomp the Lilliputians. And we even have seen in the last couple of days that pretty much strong proof that some Ukrainian forces or NATO forces have been firing drones from Estonia in the Baltics into Russia. There was a misfire. One crashed in Estonia. These are not the little quadrotor first-person view drones. These are like small airplanes carrying a, you know, 100-kilo warhead hundreds of kilometers. If they're being launched from Estonia, and meanwhile, Germany, NATO member Germany has sent, like, I think a battalion to Estonia. What are they doing there? Are we trying to provoke a war with NATO, between NATO and Russia? If that's the case, even if it can be kept from going nuclear, you know, Russia has weapons that can destroy targets all the way, you know, to include, say, you know, in the United Kingdom. And something that people don't really think about much, but they should. And when I see these idiot generals on Fox, like Jack Keane and others, that really obviously have no clue. They had no clue in Iraq or Afghanistan, and now they're still held up as experts. We have a new paradigm today. There are missiles that can fly thousands of miles and hit a target within 10 meters, which is a game changer. It used to be assumed that if Russia was going to fire at a NATO country, or NATO countries were going to fire at Russia, it would be with a nuclear tipped missile. And the MAD doctrine, mutual assured destruction, would prevent this from happening. But it's a game changer when you can fire a conventional ballistic missile or hypersonic missile thousands of kilometers and hit within 10 meters. And the media in the United States is so pathetic that they have not covered this and have not informed Americans about this. This was one of the outcomes of the 12-day war, was that the Iranians were striking targets, point targets, like, you know, Mossad headquarters type of targets, and power plants, you know, point targets. And when the war was being wound down, and the Iranians fired a couple of missiles at the U.S. Forces in Qatar, we acted like, well, it was just this kabuki. They pretended to fire about a dozen missiles out into the desert, and we pretended to fire Patriots at them, and then we called the war off. But there are pictures where inside of the U.S. base in Qatar, they hit like bullseye this giant radar dome. You can find pictures of it. This is a huge radar that is like the main control radar for the entire region. Inside of a big fiberglass, you know, geodesic dome is this humongous radar. Okay. You know, a spinning disc radar, slowly spinning. It was destroyed. It was cratered. That was a message that we can now hit exact points. You know, so if we need to hit NATO targets, it's not a question of, you know, turning Berlin into a fireball with a nuke. That's not going to happen. So mutual assured destruction won't be a deterrent, because we can now hit your headquarters straight through the roof of the headquarters. And we're seeing this in this playing out in Ukraine with targets that are hidden inside of Kiev that are being hit on successive nights to within, you know, 10 meters, cratering pinpoint targets, factories as they're being built, hotels that are hosting NATO officers that are controlling the war. You know, this is something that should be covered in American media, and it's really not, because we still have this glorification of our military based, you know, going back to the Second World War, kind of skipping over Korea and Vietnam. They weren't so great for us, but then you see like Desert Storm, you know, the shock and awe, American air power, all of those paradigms are obsolete. Our nuclear aircraft carriers are more obsolete today than battleships were in 1940. They're only useful for pounding little countries like Libya. They can't even keep the Red Sea open against the, you know, third tier Yemenis. We're moving into a new era, and our American population still thinks that Uncle Sam is like the undisputed military super heavyweight. And we're just not. If we were going to try to do something like a Desert Storm today, where that was the, you know, Norman Schwarzkopf, the army and the Marines kicking the Iraqis out of Kuwait, we couldn't do that today. It would be impossible. When we got geared up for Desert Storm, we spent 6 months with ship after ship going into Saudi Arabian ports, offloading materiel and, you know, transport equipment and the troops. Today, those targets would be annihilated as the ships came in and were unloaded. The missiles today can put a conventional warhead straight into the middle of a ship at a dock. And in the Desert Storm War, which is not that long ago, we're talking 90s, there were Scud missiles in those days that only had a circular error probability of like a half a kilometer. So you had to just fire one towards a Saudi port and maybe it'll hit something. There was actually an incident there where a Scud missile landed like 150 meters in the water from a supply ship loaded with ordnance that was tied to a pier that was loaded with artillery shells and missiles. Today, that ship would be struck and cause a secondary explosion that would have destroyed the whole port. Our entire expeditionary military posture is based on the concept that, well, we could just send, you know, another huge force like Desert Storm across the Atlantic. They'll land in Belgium. They'll land in Kuwait. And we'll just build up our forces again. That is so obsolete. That is completely out the window 20th century thinking. And we are just not keeping up with what's going on. Or the military officers that know what is going on, they're not on Fox News. That's for sure. I watched a good, Colonel Daniel Davis has a YouTube channel called Deep Dive. And, he often has Colonel McGregor and others on as guests, and they just dissect this. We are so unprepared for a war with Russia if it goes kinetic that it will be absolutely shocking to America how easily our forces will be defeated. That, I mean, imagine the casualties that we took in 10 years of Afghanistan would be every day. That's the type of warfare today. In our force posture of tanks and armored personnel carriers, that's as obsolete as horse cavalry. It's like preparing to send horses against machine guns. That's how out we're barely breaking into the drone game. And it's in like the third and fourth generation of drone warfare already in Ukraine with Russia versus the Ukrainians. Our military is not ready for this. So when you have the defense heads of Europe threatening war, gearing up for war, it's delusional thinking. It's as delusional as thinking that you can turn a man into a woman just by changing your name. And, you know, I think like half of the defense departments of Europe, they're led by women. that have never been in combat. None of these countries have been in combat in living memory. And they're still talking about gearing up to fight Russia. I give Trump credit. He's trying to back out of that war. He's saying, we'll provide the weapons, but NATO will have to buy them, which is ridiculous because NATO's not a country. NATO doesn't buy things. Germany or France would have to, at a political level, decide to buy weapons, but we don't have the weapons. We're tapped out. We can't produce Patriots or THAAD missiles enough to keep up with a 12-day war, you know, with Iran and Israel. If this happens and we actually have to slug it out with Russia at a conventional level, you know, not going nuclear, we would see our logistics ports and our headquarters and our depots annihilated across Europe with Russian missiles that we cannot stop at all. And we were running out of our defensive missiles in 12 days. And this is after the fiasco trying to stop the Houthis, where we're, you know, you're spending $3 or $4 million worth of standard missiles to shoot down $100,000 drone. I mean, the math just doesn't work. Our adversaries can keep producing $100,000 drones, and our only chance to stop them is to fire, you know, $3 or $4 or $5 million worth of standard missiles at them for each volley. I mean, it just doesn't work. And the American public needs to be made aware. You know, we're kind of like in a delusional state, like some kind of African tribes or American Indian tribes, thinking that we have some magic, some magic dance we're going to do, and the soldiers' bullets won't hurt us. You know, we're in a completely delusional mindset right now. And my fear is that Israel is going to try again to suck us into a big war, because they can't face Iran, which they really want to topple the government of Iran. They can't do it without sucking America into it. If it's just Israel versus Iran, Israel will be leveled. You know, the cities will be unlivable. Their power plants will be destroyed. Their reverse osmosis water plants will be destroyed. It'll be an unlivable little strip of land. Their only chance is to suck America into the war. So I'm glad to see Trump trying to back away from that. But the Israeli connection and control of Washington is just so powerful. Even now, you know, it's extremely worrisome, because we've seen this playing out in country after country, from Gaza, which is obviously not a country, but Lebanon, beginning with the pager attacks, and then all kind of air attacks, bomb attacks against southern Lebanon up into Beirut. And then what happened in Syria, our CIA was supporting Jolani, the ISIS Al-Qaeda butcher who had a $10 million bounty on his head as a terrorist. He's now our guy running Syria. Trump has met him. He's trimmed his beard and puts on a suit and changes his name, but he's still the ISIS terrorist that we supported. So our hatred of Assad, because he was not in our orbit, he was in Russia's orbit, was so great that we destroyed a functioning country and replaced it with a, you know, Mad Max hellscape run by head choppers that are now our head choppers. And for some reason, Jolani gets along perfectly well with Bibi Netanyahu, even though the Israelis are taking control of Syria practically to within sight of Damascus. And this, I think, is the vision that Israel has for Iran. They can't conquer Iran. It's impossible. It's much too big. Iran is like five times bigger than Germany or Korea or Japan. You know, it's got 90 million people. It has its own industry. It has its own scientists. It's got mountain ranges and deserts, very hard to attack. So they're not going to be able to conquer Iran, even with American help. Because as I've said, where would we land the force to do that? It would be any port that we tried to land troops would be annihilated with missiles. So the only chance is to do what they did in Iran, what they did in Syria, which is cause chaos and factionalized fighting between their ethnic groups to turn Iran into another hellscape basket case, you know, which possibly they could do. I mean, if they got the right breaks, there's no way we're going to occupy Tehran. It's a joke. We couldn't even occupy Iraq. I mean, look what that cost us, or Afghanistan. And Iran is orders of magnitude bigger and stronger than those countries. So their only possible attack plan is to destabilize Iran and chop it up into pieces that are at war with each other. In other words, turn it into another failed state like Libya or Syria. You know, this is from a humanitarian point of view, a really evil plot. It's not even like, you know, we're going to take over Japan, but then we're going to rebuild it, or we're going to defeat Germany, but we're going to help rebuild it. No, we're just going to destroy it. You know, blow up its oil refineries, blow up its water purification plants, set the people to fighting at each other, you know, reduce it to a Mad Max hellscape like we did in Syria, and then call it good and done. And meanwhile, how many millions of refugees will be fleeing to the West? Iranian refugees, like after what we did in Syria for the last decade. This is a really immoral foreign policy that we're engaged in. You know, from the Maidan coup in Ukraine, which has led to the recently leaked figures are 1.7 million Ukrainian casualties killed in action and wounded in action where they have unrecoverable wounds, like amputations, you know, that injuries where they can no longer go back to fighting. 1.7 million. The country used to have like 40 million people. It's now got like 28 million people inside of its border. So many have fled. And when you see these demographic charts of how many men are left in Ukraine, it's going to destroy the country. Because the men that you have from age 20 to 40, they're just missing. They won't have enough to keep the lights on and run the infrastructure and provide a military. And that's Russia's strategy, is just continue to demilitarize Ukraine by killing Ukrainian men, grinding slowly westward. And this was all avoidable. I mean, this was under various American presidents. We had chances. We had exits from this, and we always pushed ahead with more war and more war. Now we're still supporting Ukraine financially, with weapons, still supporting Israel financially with weapons, even though Israel has a higher per capita standard of living, GDP, than America. Let Israel fight its own battles or learn to live with its neighbors. But I'm really sick of America being led like a big retarded organ grinder, you know, with an evil little monkey that's really the brains of the operation. We've got to disconnect from that. I'm sorry, you know, the Christian Zionists that think that no matter what, you know, Bibi Netanyahu is like the descendant of Moses, that anybody that says we occupy Israel and we have the name Israel, God wants them to win, even if they're doing a famine genocide or turning countries in the Middle East into Mad Max hellscapes. I'm just done with it. And we'll be back on the other side.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk
talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep. And a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.